reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers Pregame Show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Still the same long road trip, but tonight we join a new city. We're out in Zebulon, North Carolina for the opener between the Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. I'm Andrew Chapman, your play-by-play voice, and it's great to have you aboard. The Mudcats have taken the diamond out here in Zebulon, North Carolina. The Woodpeckers getting ready to roll out of the dugout as well. First meeting between these two clubs since opening weekend, and the Woodpeckers trying to play spoiler for a team right now, and the Mudcats hoping to win a first-half title in the North Division. Top team in the North taking on the Woodpeckers, the bottom team in the South. We've got starting lineups and intel on tonight's starting pitchers coming up for you in just moments. Hang tight for that national anthem here at Five County Stadium, and baseball is around the corner here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app, Bally Live and MILB.TV. Let's let you listen in on the anthem. First pitch after this.
At this time, please rise, remove your caps, and direct your attention to behind home plate or the video board, and join us in welcoming tonight's national anthem, being performed by Ava Olda.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light, one so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag.
Gentlemen, Miss Ava Oldham. Great job, Ava. Thank you. Fans, while you're enjoying tonight.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it. Deep left field. This ball's right back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He is driven home all three.
Deep line drive out into right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it, the second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
And take a look down the left field line.
Welcome once again inside Five County Stadium, Zebulon, North Carolina, the home of this six-game series. We're getting ready for a new road series, the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Our online broadcast available all week long on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and by downloading the MILB First Pitch app on your App Store or Google Play Store. And a reminder that you can also watch this series by going to Bally Live, subscribing to MILB.TV, where you will be joined by the voice of the Carolina Mudcats, Greg Young. Hello again, everybody. Welcome into the broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman, delighted to have you with us here on this Tuesday evening. It's the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats, single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Milwaukee Brewers. In the first series we've played this year in Zebulon, North Carolina, we're just about 20 minutes outside of the Raleigh area. And the Woodpeckers meeting up with Carolina for the first time since opening weekend. You may recall back in early April, if you joined us out at Segra Stadium, these two squads opened up the regular season against each other. Scheduled for three games, we only got two in due to a Saturday rainout. The two sides split a game apiece. We're going to make up a game tomorrow, play a doubleheader. But tonight, just a standard nine innings. And the Woodpeckers at 19-31 at the bottom of the South, taking on the top team in the North in the Carolina Mudcats, entering today at 29-19. The first pitch of our ball game is out to Zach Cole, and it misses low for ball one. He takes on right-hander Will Rudy, who comes in to tonight with really solid numbers, 3-0 record and an 0.74 ERA. Cole batting 225 on the year with 7 home runs and 28 driven in. He swings and hits a deep fly out into the left field corner, sprinting back all the way towards the foul pole is Avina, and he makes the catch for out number one. So Zach Cole gives it a good ride, but nothing to show for it. And it brings up Jackson Lofton. Following Lofton will be Ricardo Belo and then Narbe Cruz, the top four in the order.
Woodpeckers number 22, Jackson Lofton.
Five hitter is John Garcia, followed by Luis Encarnacion, the DH. Sandro Gastón will bat seventh and play at first. Garrett McGowan is eighth out and left. And Frank Perez, the right fielder, rounds it out for Ricky Rivera. Fastball home to Jackson Lofton. Called a strike, and it is nothing in one. Lofton batting 159 on the year, a home run and 9 RBIs, and a 270 on base percentage. Outside pitch, and it's 1-1. And welcome back Jackson from his trip out to Texas. He was with the Sugar Land Space Cowboys all last week, playing on the road at the Round Rock Express. Slider taken on the outside corner, and it's a 1-2, a called strike on Lofton. And he had a really good week with the Space Cowboys. He played in four games, that is, and he went 5-for-13. He hit a pair of doubles. He drove in 4 runs, walked 4 times, drove in 2 make it, walked 4 times. But he had a great, great road trip and took advantage of his opportunity to fill a spot on the Sugar Land roster that was a little light and needed infielders because of injury. And hopefully Lofton comes back with a little bit of a confidence boost as well as he swings and grounds it sharply out towards second. Dive by Vargas, and it's by him. Out into shallow right, and Zach Cole takes a strong hitting from AAA and brings it back down to the Woodpeckers. He's on with a one-out single.
Now
and brings Ricardo Belo up to the plate.
Ricardo Belo.
So here's the first pitch to Belo, and it's a fastball below the zone for ball one. Belo batting 244, that's the top qualifying average for the Woodpeckers. Jackson Lofton shuffling off of first, still trying to secure the Velcro of that sliding glove. Other numbers for Belo, one home run, 12 RBIs. He has a 310 on base percentage to go along with a 339 slug and an OPS at 649. Pickoff move over to first to check up on Lofton. He is the Woodpeckers' stolen base leader. He has 16 of them on the season, and he's going. The pitch home is a fastball, little low, one hopping throw, down to second, tag applied by Barrios, and Lofton gets in there with a head first slide. Barrios tried to slap the tag on the back left leg of Lofton. It was close on a one-hopping throw in front of the second base bag, but Lofton just got that sliding mitt, and the fingers of the right hand to grab second base before the tag was dropped. So team high 17th stolen base on the season for Lofton. Not only 17 stolen bases, but he hasn't been caught in a single one as a fly ball is pulled out into right. Backpedal into the start of the track, Nicasia. He makes the catch, and it is deep enough for Lofton to tag up and go to third. So Jackson Lofton gets into third base, 90 feet away for Narbe Cruz. 2 outs in the top of the first inning. We are just underway in the second head-to-head matchup between these two ball clubs this season, first six-game series. And again, we'll play 7 games over these 6 days with a doubleheader scheduled for tomorrow. Narbe Cruz takes the first pitch down and outside. Tomorrow will start at 5 o'clock with game two right around the original start time of 7, probably a little closer to 7:30 after a break. Here's the 1-0 to Cruz, and he swings and chops it out to the left side. Past third, Arenamo, Barrios Fields deep in the hole at short. Step and a firm throw to first, got below, and that will end the inning. So the Woodpeckers get Jackson Lofton back. He quickly singles in his return, but is left at third base. And Carolina coming to bat. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Please welcome Buddy the Mudcat. And it looks like Mini Buddy is hanging out with...
Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh, 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 fresh. Yeah, fresh, 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 fresh. Fresh, 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 fresh. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ.
Welcome back to Zebulon. We're in the bottom of the first inning, just underway in Carolina. And Gregory Barrios is the leadoff hitter for the Mudcats, and his first pitch home is a ball outside. 1-0 count on Barrios. Jose Fleury is the right-hander getting the start today for the Woodpeckers as a swing and a foul back into the dugout. Will make it an even 1-1 count. Jose Fleury comes in 1-3 with a 3.38 ERA. The 21-year-old out of La Vega in the Dominican Republic. 11th game tonight and 6th start for the Woodpeckers. Pitch misses up high and it's 2-1. 40 innings of work even for Fleury. He's given up 15 earned runs, 4 home runs, 18 walks, and 51 strikeouts. And now the 3-1 home. The pitch is inside. So Barrios draws the leadoff walk. Luis Lara is the lefty in. And a fastball strike to Lara starts it out 0-1. 291 hitter with a home run and 7 RBIs. Lara getting on base at a 4.13 clip. San Felipe, Venezuelan native, who wasn't on the opening day roster for the Mudcats, but is present here in June. First time the Woodpeckers will see him. Fastball placed on the high outside corner, and Fleury ahead, nothing in two. Shift on for the Fayetteville infield. They're swung around to the right. Give you their defensive alignment in a moment. Here's the 0-2, and a swing and a miss on the signature Fleury changeup. He gets Luis Lara for strike three, and there's one gone. Around the diamond today for the Woodpeckers, you have Garrett McGowan out in left. Zach Cole plays in center, and Frank Perez is the right fielder. Over at third base is Ricardo Below. Across the diamond at first, Sandro Gaston. And Jackson Lofton plays at short in his return. Narbe Cruz at second. And doing the catching for Fleury is John Garcia. Now it's Luke Adams, the right-handed hitting first baseman, batting just 195 with six homers and 28 RBIs. Runner going to second. Pitch is outside. Garcia's throw down in plenty of time. Narbe Cruz drops down the tag, and Barrios was thrown out by 3 feet. John Garcia has really been exceptional over his last couple of starts defensively. He caught a couple of runners in his last game out in Kannapolis behind the plate, and now he's one for one to start this series. He wipes the bases clean for Fleury, and he delivers a slider strike on the outside corner to Adams. And it's one ball and one strike. Fleury working quick. His wind and pitch. Fastball, center cut, strike two. Narbe Cruz placed up the middle of the diamond. Outfield straight up. And now here's the 1-2 offering. Adams swings and got under it. Shallow to right center, sprinting in Frank Perez. He loses the cap. Cole calls him off, cuts in front of him, and makes the catch to end the inning. So Zach Cole takes charge, and it turns into a 1-2-3 inning for Jose Fleury with a little help from his catcher, John Garcia, throwing out Gregory Barrios. We're through one inning tonight in Zebulon. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
John Garcia in the cleanup spot leads off the top of the second inning. No score after one tonight in our series opener between the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats. First pitch wrapped foul on the ground left of third. And it's nothing and one on Garcia, batting 162, three home runs, eight RBIs. He has a 336 on base percentage. And Will Rudy, the right-hander, fires and cuts a slider to the center. It's 0-2. John Garcia, he'll be followed by Luis Encarnacion and then Sandro Gaston in the inning. And he looks at strike three. Fastball right on the outside border for Will Rudy. And John Garcia is the first out of the inning. Brings up the DH Encarnacion. Woodpeckers coming off a 3-3 series split on the road last week in Kannapolis. If you were unable to join us for any of those broadcasts, it was a really strong start to the week, and then things were dampened a bit by literally rain on Saturday night. Game was suspended in the top of the fifth inning. The Woodpeckers, who had a 3-1 series lead, ended up losing the resumption of the suspended contest Sunday afternoon, and they lost a 7-inning game right thereafter. So they settled with the split, but still walked away with 3 wins, and they're trying for number 20 of the season tonight. The DH, Luis Encarnacion, into the right side. Looks at a fastball strike, and he falls back 0-2. So that's 5 pitches, 5 strikes for Will Rudy. So he's done a good job of getting ahead of Fayetteville hitters. Now a swing and a broken bat, fly ball drifting along the right field line. It's shallow. Coming in on a slide is Nicosia, and he makes the catch. Sliding grab by Nicosia as he came sprinting over to his left from straightaway right field. Needed every stride as he slid underneath that ball and plucked it right off of the top of the grass before it landed for a base hit. Made the catch right behind the on-field bullpen. And an exceptional play by Nicosia for the second out of the inning. Luis Encarnacion gets a hit taken away, and now here's Sandro Gastón, the Woodpeckers' first baseman. Right-handed batter batting 173, home run and 7 RBIs. 0-1 fastball is up and outside. It is 1-1. Sandro also the team leader with 11 doubles and a .248 on-base percentage. He's either DHing or catching when he's not playing first base. Ricky Rivera actually has all three of the catchers in the lineup tonight. And now Gastón swings, hits a towering fly ball deep to left, but this will hook foul towards the parking lot. Probably a 400-foot foul ball for Sandro Gastón. But it was a little early on a slider right up atop the strike zone, a very hittable pitch. Gastón calls for time, steps out in a 1-2 count. Measures 330 down the left field line, 308 down the right field line, a pretty shallow right field. And the pitch misses outside, 2-2. And then 400 to dead center, but the walls are very high throughout the ballpark here in Zebulon. Here's the 2-2, and it's down and outside. The only spots of the park where you have a little bit of a drop-off in the wall is in left center, right near the video board, about half as high as the rest of the fencing, and in straightaway right field. This is a lefty's paradise. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and Gastón strikes out swinging on a slider down and away. Will Rudy strikes out two, goes 1-2-3 in the second, thanks to a nice sliding grab in right, and the Woodpeckers are scoreless after 2 at-bats today. We're going home second, no score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Bottom of the second here at Fife County Stadium. Jose Fleury returns to the mound. He gets a first pitch foul ball from the lefty cleanup hitter, Kaylan Nicosia. And he runs the second pitch, a fastball up high, 1-1. Infield shifted around to the right against Nicasia. He swings early on a changeup and falls behind, 0-2. Jose Fleury got a walk and then a runner caught stealing in the first, a strikeout and a flyout, so he faced the minimum. And now he peers over that tan-colored glove out of the windup, working from the first base side of the rubber. Shakes the head no, now has the one he wants and pitches. 1-2 off the plate, low and away. It's a changeup, 2-2. Jose Fleury is coming off of what you could call his best outing of the season. It came out of the bullpen last week on the road in Kannapolis. Slider gets Nicasia waving, strike three. And Jose Fleury with a pair of strikeouts so far. One gone in the second. The last week on May 31st, that was on Wednesday night, Fleury pitched out of the bullpen, entered the game in the bottom of the fifth inning, and he cruised through five innings of scoreless ball. He allowed just one hit, two walks. He tallied six strikeouts. It was the longest scoreless outing of his season and earned him his first Carolina League win. Now Jay Savina, who watched the first pitch for a strike, cuts through a changeup, and he's quickly down 0-2. Fleury getting ahead of these Carolina hitters as he winds, kicks, and delivers. Avina swings and flies this deep down the right field side. Perez drifting over towards the chalk, and he will make the catch. Pressed up against that sidewall, had just enough room to record the second out of the inning for Fleury. Two up, two down, and Jader Arenamo is the new hitter. Right-handed batter with an animated wiggle of the bat as he steps up to the plate, an upright but slightly open stance. Checks his swing on a down and outside slider. They appeal up the line and they say he went. Our two-man umpiring crew tonight is John Forrester behind the plate and Shane Sullivan is working the bases. The umpire crew in the black caps, black polos, and the dark gray pants. And here comes the 0-1. Arenamo swings, lofts one down the right field side and out of play. No balls and two strikes. So Fleury ahead again, and he's trying to end a snappy 1-2-3 inning. Shakes off a pitch from Garcia, has the one he wants. Kicks down the slab, and he delivers just outside. 1-2 to Avina. Arenamo here, Jader Arenamo. He's batting 265, no home runs, 14 driven in. Next pitch, shorts the plate. 2-2 now. And the on-base for Arenamo at 295. He is originally from Maracay, Venezuela. Stands 5'10" in the right side. Arenamo is Carolina third baseman tonight. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and chops it softly to the third base side, charging near the grass below. One-handed pick, throw to first, and they got him. 1-2-3 inning for Fleury. A strikeout, a flyout, and a ground out. And it is nothing as the Woodpeckers get ready to bat in the top of the third when we come back. Where it stops,
I know. Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search Press Box at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Pine Lake Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 919-679-5000. That's 919-679-5000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Pine Lake Medical Clinic now to qualify. 919-679-5000.
six long, slim, stick in your cheek.
First pitch of the third inning is out, and Garrett McGowan takes a low strike on a fastball from right-hander Will Rudy. No score after two tonight in the series opener, and the changeup from Rudy is down and outside. It is 1-1. Garrett McGowan from the left side. He's the eight hitter. He'll be followed by Frank Perez and then Zach Cole. And a swing and a foul tip off of the mitt of Cibrian. And it's 1-2. Quickly around the Carolina defense. Hadn't given you that alignment just yet. Out in left field, you have Jay Savina. The center fielder is Luis Lara. And in right is Kalen Nicasia. On the infield, third baseman Jader Arenamo. The pitch to McGowan is high. It's 2-2. The shortstop is Gregory Barrios. At second base, you have Jeremy Vargas. And at first is Luke Adams doing the catching, Jose Cibrian. Now the 2-2 pitch. McGowan swings and hits it foul into the screen behind home. And it stays where it is. Two balls, two strikes. McGowan went 0-for-3 on Sunday in the series wrap-up against Kannapolis. Comes in batting 136 and takes a fastball strike down the middle. Caught looking, 92 miles an hour. And Will Rudy has his third strikeout of the game. Will Rudy has put up some really good numbers for the Carolina Mudcats since being added to their roster in May. And now a shot up the middle. Frank Perez squares one up and comes away with a base hit. He went 1-for-1 on Sunday with his first Carolina League knock. He saved that baseball for a personal memento, and now he starts out this series with a single out into shallow center field. So Frank Perez, he went hitless in his first 14 at-bats, struck out 10 times, but now he's gotten base hits and back-to-back plate appearances. So with one away, Perez at first base, lineup back to the top with Zach Cole. He swings, pulls a deep one out into right field on the first pitch. It is ticketed for the clubhouse. See you later. And Zach Cole slugs a two-run home run. It ends a drought for Cole. It's his team leading eighth of the season. And the Woodpeckers are on top, 2-0. Cole struts around the bases, and he has knocked in his 29th and 30th runs of the season. Little doubt behind that high drive for Zach Cole. And it is his first home run since May 20th on the road in Down East. He'd been over 2 weeks, nearly 3 weeks, without a home run. And now he's back in the round tripper column. That'll go down as the 25th home run this season for the Woodpeckers lineup, and their 10th two-run home run of the year. More on that in a moment as Jackson Lofton checks his swing on a low and away slider, but it's called a strike. 1-1. Infield playing Lofton straight up, who pushed a single through the right side in the first. And now he takes a changeup on the inside, and that's called a strike. And a moment ago, he just had a strike called on the outside corner, and now on the inside half, the zone has been pretty widely expanded. So it's 1-2 on Lofton. Here's the wind kick and the pitch from Rudy. Lofton takes it outside. But regarding the two-run home run, the Woodpeckers now have more two-run home runs than they have solo home runs, which is a good thing. They have 9 solo home runs, 10 two-run shots. Lofton swings, pops this up over towards his first base dugout, but it will clear the netting and get into the seats. They have 5 three-run home runs as well, along with 1 grand slam that was hit by Cole. Lofton in a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. He swings and lofts this one out into shallow center, drifting out from second base. Vargas on a back pedal calls off his incoming center fielder, makes the grab for out number 2. Lofton will go to 1-4-2, and now it brings up Ricardo Below, left-handed hitter. The switch hitter, should say, batting from the left side. And the first pitch off the plate away. It's been hard to get runs on Will Rudy this year, as we were starting to allude to a moment ago. His numbers are about as good as you can get. Two earned runs allowed over 24 and a third innings. 0.74 ERA. Zach Cole just tagged him for two earned runs, equaling the amount he's given up all year long at this level. And that home run was his first surrender this season as well across five starts. Tonight being his sixth, 3-0 record, 25 strikeouts to six walks coming into this appearance. Change up at 81, knee high to below, it's called a strike, 1-2. He's 0-1, flied out to right field back in the first inning. Next pitch, shot off the end of the bat and foul. Remains 1-2 on Ricardo below. Infield swung around. Barrios towards the middle. Third baseman Arenamo off of the line. Below swings through a breaking ball. It was a slider down and in, and he strikes out to end the third. But Zach Cole delivers the first blow of the day. A two-run home run, his first in about 3 weeks. And it's 2-0 Fayetteville as we move bottom three on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Filled in and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, Rick, fresh, Rick, fresh. Yeah, Rick, fresh, Rick, fresh.
The Woodpeckers now hold a 2-0 lead on Zach Cole's eighth home run of the season. Two-run home run, no doubt homer over the right field wall. And Hedbert Perez, the Carolina leadoff hitter in this third inning, steps into the left side. Here's the second pitch from Fleury. Perez swings, high arcer up along the right field line, hooking towards the foul pole. Frank Perez all the way over, but that will land beyond the pole on the foul side of the foul pole. And that had home run distance, but it'll go as a long strike for Hedbert Perez. We've seen a lot of Hedbert Perez during these road trips in the Carolina League over the last 3 years. He debuted as a 17-year-old in this league back in 2021. This is his third season now. He's batting just .143 with a home run and 9 RBIs. Hails from Venezuela. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and he checks his swing. Did he go? They appeal, and yes, he did. Perez went just too far on a changeup down in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes, loft in the shortstop towards the middle of the diamond, and they've pushed Ricardo below the third baseman more to a standard shortstop. 2-2 home, and Perez breaks the bat. Soft line drive hit to second, speared by Narbe Cruz. Was hit right to where Narbe was stationed.
Please welcome to the plate, batting for the Woodcats, number 5, Jeremy Barker.
Jose Fleury starting to find a stride. He walked the first hitter he faced in Gregory Barrios, but he's retired 6 in a row since. Picked up a pair of strikeouts along the way, and now here's Jeremy Vargas. Vargas, the right-handed hitter, second baseman, batting 8th tonight for the Mudcats. Fleury misses outside with a slider. Here's his 1-0. Vargas swings, pops it up down the right field side, sailing foul into the bleachers that they have down the right and left field lines. Empty seats tonight. Pretty light crowd. I've got to follow up, but I believe that there's going to be some upcoming construction at the ballpark that takes down those bleacher seats. Fastball for a strike on the down outside corner. We'll dig up some further information on the plans while we're in town this week, but with all the new player development requirements in these ballparks, I think they're going to be taking down the bleachers here at Five County Stadium and expanding the player facilities over the next couple of years. 1-2 pitch, foul tip on a slider, held onto by Garcia, and that's a strikeout for Jose Fleury, his third of the game. Seven in a row set down now by Fleury.
Please welcome to the plate for the Mudcats, number 10, Jose Cibrian.
And with two outs, the base is empty. Here's the nine-hitter, Jose Cibrian. The Woodpeckers leading 2-0 on the Zach Cole two-run home run. Cibrian into the right side. And the first pitch from Fleury swung on and missed early on a changeup. Nothing and one on Cibrian. Batting 212, two home runs and nine RBIs. He has an on-base of 308. He is also from Venezuela. A lot of Venezuelans in the starting lineup tonight for the Mudcats. As a pop-up is hit towards the first base on deck circle. John Garcia hustling over, gets to the extended warning track, and right in front of his teammates makes the catch to end the inning. Jose Fleury retires the side in order again, and he has set down eight in a row since his leadoff walk. Through three innings tonight in Zebulon, the Woodpeckers on top 2-0. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Norbe Cruz is into the right side here in the top of the fourth inning. His second at bat of the game, broken bat flare, out into shallow center field. It will drop down for a hit. Norbe Cruz loses that piece of lumber, but punches a single up the middle. It was too deep for Barrios going out from short, too shallow for Lara coming in from center. And Norbe Cruz has gone one for two tonight, and hopefully he can have a little more luck this series. He hit the ball well, but didn't have it drop in a lot. He only had two hits last week on the road in Kannapolis, had a few of those line drives that just got smoked right to infielders. John Garcia now takes a pitch off of the outside corner. It missed, 1-0. 2-0 Fayetteville on a Zach Cole two-run home run in the top of the third. And here's the 1-0 pitch. Garcia takes a strike. A changeup offered up by Will Rudy. As we mentioned, when Cole hit the home run, he'd given up just two runs all year over 24 innings, five starts, and Cole doubled his season run total on just one swing. The 1-1. And Garcia looks at it down and outside. Two balls and one strike on Garcia. 0-for-1, looked at strike three in the second inning. Hits with Cruz aboard first on the leadoff single. Middle infield double play depth. The set and the 2-1 pitch. And Garcia got clipped. Fastball running in on him. He tried to pull that left elbow out of the way, but it grazed the guard on the way by. And the first two hitters are aboard. Cruz down to second base, and John Garcia gets hit by the pitch. Just the second hit batter for Will Rudy all season long. So a little uncharacteristic tonight from what these Mudcats are used to seeing out of their starter. He gave up his first home run all season long, and now the guy who throws a lot of strikes and pitches one batter over 24 and a third, clips another here. And Luis Encarnacion gets to hit with two on, nobody out. 2-0 Woodpeckers, four base hits now in the day. Carolina still hitless over three scoreless from Jose Fleury. Here comes the kick and the pitch home. And Luis Encarnacion looks at a fastball outside. It is ball one. Encarnacion flared one down the right field line in the second inning. And a great hustle and sliding catch from Nicasia out there stole a hit from him. Here's the 1-0. And a tapper will get foul back of home plate. You have Ricky Rivera working third base, clapping his hands. The Fayetteville skipper down there. And Dylan Mazzo is the Woodpeckers development coach, acting as the first baseman, or the first base coach, rather, not the first baseman. He doesn't have a glove on. Here's the 1-1, and it's tapped foul again behind home. Pitching coach Zach Wilkins, hitting coach Luis Reynoso has to like the at-bats he's seeing his guys put together. Even with the results they got on Sunday with a couple of losses, I thought the Woodpeckers put together some good battles, fought off two strike pitches, and they kept competitive despite the low run totals. Luis Encarnacion spins out of the way, and that's really right now the most you can ask out of these hitters who are still getting some of their first reps in the States in full season pro baseball. The offense certainly has been one of the struggle points this year, but you can see a little development starting to work as Encarnacion fouls back at 2-2, keeps the at-bat going. Just some of the numbers tonight for the Woodpeckers offense. Last in the league with a combined 208 average. Last in runs scored, 179. That's also the fewest in all of minor league baseball. 10th in on base percentage, 11th in slugging, and 12th league-wide in OPS. Another foul for Luis Encarnacion. He came away with three base hits in Kannapolis, but one of his best at-bats all week might have been when he drew a 12-pitch walk on Sunday. And those are the types of at-bats I think we're starting to see a little more often, which is a good sign. Two balls and two strikes, force at every base. Pitch is inside, and Will Rudy fills the count on a changeup at 85. Cruz down at second. John Garcia is at first. A walk and a hit by pitch starting this fourth inning. Now the payoff. Encarnacion swings, chops it foul over Ricky Rivera's head. And down into the Kannapolis bullpen. The Woodpeckers broke out the Black Ops uniforms today with that shadow camo sleeve detail. The black uniform with Woodpeckers in white across the chest and a white numeral on the back with a gray pant and a black pinstripe down the side of the leg. 3-2 again. Encarnacion swings, grounds it deep in the hole. It's short under the dive of Barrios and out into shallow left field. Cruz stopped for a moment. Now he hustles down the third baseline and scores. It is 3-0 Woodpeckers. A great at-bat put together by Luis Encarnacion. He fouled off three straight two-strike pitches and then rolls a single out into shallow left field for the RBI knock. Three straight batters have reached to begin this fourth inning. One run is home and runners still at first and second. Nobody out for Sandro Gastón. With right-handed hitting first baseman, swings at the first pitch, pops this up behind the first base bag. Adams waving his arms, waiting for it to come down, and he makes the two-handed catch for the first out of the inning. So Gastón pops out. He goes to 0-for-2. Rudy manages to record his first out of this fourth after allowing the first three hitters to reach base. And it brings up Garrett McGowan, the left-handed hitting left fielder tonight. And he fouls the pitch at his feet. 0-1 count. McGowan struck out looking on a Will Rudy slider on the down outside corner in the third. Dropped his season average to 134. Still just three RBIs on the air, but a man in scoring position for him here in the fourth. Pitch missed low, and it's 1-1. Will Rudy has completed five innings in four of his five starts this year. No bullpen activity right now as he struggles a bit in the third and the fourth. One ball, one strike, first and second the runners. McGowan swings, foul tips, and Cibrian holds on to it, 1-2. Rudy's pitch count is up to 63. And the most he's thrown in a game this year, 77. That's going back to a start at home here against Down East. Shortstop Barrios tapping the glove. It's a double steal. McGowan swings and misses. Throw goes down to third, and Narbe Cruz is tagged out. A strike him out, throw him out. And Will Rudy certainly needed that one. His catcher, Cibrian, helps him out. Cruz is retired, and the Woodpeckers are as a lineup as well. But they get one more on an RBI single from Luis Encarnacion. And it's 3-0 Peckers going to the home fourth.
Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Jose Fleury has been spotted a 3-0 lead tonight. Two in the third and one more in the fourth. His first pitch to right-handed batting Gregory Barrios is a slider that peels outside for ball one. Here's the wind in the next pitch. A fastball right at the bottom of the strike zone. Called a strike, 1-1. Barrios has drawn a walk at the top of the order, but since that walk, Fleury has gone on to retire eight straight. And now is 1-1 home. Fastball a little outside. And it is 2-1. Fleury having success as a starter tonight, but that has not always been the trend with him. Here comes the 2-1 home. And it's down to the dirt for ball three. We mentioned his last outing. That was out of the bullpen against Kannapolis on the road. Five innings, scoreless, one hit, just dominating stuff. But that continued his success as a reliever. As a reliever, he has a 1.35 ERA. As a starter, a 5.40. Nine walks, 27 Ks as a reliever. Nine walks, 24 Ks as a starter. So about the same there, but he has allowed the bulk of his 15 runs this year when he does start games. Nothing tonight, though. Hasn't allowed a hit, in fact, over three scoreless. And there's a strike on the 3-1. Climbing back into the count, it is 3-2. Second baseman Cruz towards the middle. Pretty big gap on the right side. Now Cruz will move a little bit more over to his left to close the gap. Here's the payoff pitch. And Fleury missed low with a changeup. Very close pitch, but a good take by Barrios. He draws his second walk of the game. He's the only Mudcat to reach so far. And now it's Luis Lara. Lara into the left side, readies for the first pitch from Fleury. Here's a belt high set, a slide step home, and a roller off at the end of the bat. So Fleury's only had to work out of the stretch a little bit today when he walked Barrios in the first and then in the fourth. Now Barrios tried to steal second on John Garcia, and he threw him out. We'll see if he gets aggressive again on the bases and wants to test it. Fleury comes home and misses high. You love that Fleury, though, has that slide step as a right-handed pitcher. He doesn't have to give you a leg kick or take any extra time going to the plate with a runner on. He gets that ball out of his hand quickly, and that's something that helps John Garcia throw out a runner the way he did. Spinning a pickoff throw over to first. Barrios, with a head-first slide, gets back in there safely. One ball and one strike on Luis Lara. Struck out his first time, 288 on the season, a home run in seven RBIs. Fleury peering over that left shoulder, kicks home, and misses upstairs. With a fastball, it is two balls and one strike. Three nothing Woodpeckers in the bottom of the fourth. Fleury's 2-1 home. Inside, and it almost clipped Lara. Now a three ball and one strike count. The two-run home run by Zach Cole, and then a Luis Encarnacion RBI single. Woodpeckers offense has tagged Will Rudy, one of the best run avoiders, with three. And Lara takes a strike. Fastball placed on the low outside edge, and the count fills 3-2. Lara, an international free agent signing in 2022, just last year by the Brewers. He's in a 3-2 count. He takes a changeup a little inside. That is ball four. Third walk for Jose Fleury. That's been the only way the Mudcats have been able to reach base today. Gregory Barrios heads down to second base. And for the first time, the Mudcats have put a runner in scoring position after back-to-back walks. Begin this fourth inning. Pitching coach Zach Wilkins is making his stroll out to the mound, and he's going to try and hone in Jose here and bring in John Garcia for the conversation. Gives us our first chance to look around the Carolina League, let you know what's in store all week long as we kick off new series. We are really getting into crunch time here for all of the first half championship contenders. Entering today, the Woodpeckers with just 16 more games until the end of the first half. We'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. Lynchburg is at Kannapolis. They lead 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning. 12-game homestand for Kannapolis continues. Charleston at Fredericksburg. They lead early 2-0. Fred Nats have won 9 of their last 10. Columbia at home trying to hold on to the top spot in the South Division. 5-1 lead over Salem. Myrtle Beach, who's also tied atop the South, 1-0 lead in the top of the fifth over Augusta. And Delmarva is hosting the Wood Ducks, and they lead 2-0 out in Salisbury, Maryland, in the top of the fourth inning. Luke Adams, the right-handed batter, is in. He's the Carolina three-hitter, 0-for-1 with a flyout to shallow center. First pitch is off the plate, up and outside, 1-0. Entering today in the Carolina League standings, as mentioned, you have Columbia and Myrtle Beach fighting at the top. The next closest team, 2.5 out, that's the Cannonballers. And the north, you have these Carolina Mudcats at 29-19. Runner on the move to third. Pitch comes in. It's a strike. Throw goes down to second with the runner trailing. And Narbe Cruz tags out Luis Lara. Well, Gregory Barrios had a great jump off of second. He gets into third, no problem. There was going to be no chance to get him. But Lara took off incredibly late. He started moving to second when that pitch was halfway home. And Garcia throws out his second runner of the game. Man down at third now with one out. Here's the 1-1, and Adams loads up, check swings, goes too far on a low slider. There's a lot of extracurricular activity for Adams before he gets into his swing. He really kind of cocks those hands, almost does a rollover with the knuckles before he steps forward. 1-2. He's behind Fleury, looking for his second out. Left leg kick, pitch, and a slider. This is down and outside. When Fleury is not working with runners at first and second, he does exaggerate the leg kick. We were talking about his slide step, helping out his catcher, helping prevent stolen bases, and now with just a man at third, he picks up that left leg more. Here's the 2-2 pitch home, and Adams swings, hits it deep, but this one is well foul, going out towards the parking lot. And that's right where all of the players park their cars, and somebody might have just taken one off the windshield. Two balls and two strikes on Adams with one out. Here it is. Break even. Down in the dirt. Kicks to the left of Garcia. Garcia hops on top. Tries to backhand it to the plate. The throw hits the runner. And Barrios crosses home for the first Carolina run. Garcia tried to get in front of that slider down and inside. And he got some of the chest protector on it, but it kicked off just to his left. Tried to keep with the play, but Barrios moving right away, comes home to score. 3-2 now. The pitch to Adams is outside. And Fleury walks another. Fourth walk today for Fleury, third of the inning. And still he's not in major trouble because of the runner caught stealing down at second. That's a big aid in what's been a tough inning for Fleury. 3 straight walks. And now it's Kalen Nicasia. Nicasia from the left side, ready, first pitch. Gets him swinging and missing. 83-mile-per-hour changeup off the outside. Lurie's been showing good control of the 4-pitch mix today. Changeup, fastball, curveball, slider. Here's the 0-1, misses outside. Control is in not necessarily throwing a ton of strikes with everything at the moment, but he's showing a willingness to use all 4 pitches and not be too heavily reliant on the fastball and changeup, his dominant pitches. 1-1, short lead off of first for Adams. Here's the kick and the delivery, and it runs way up and inside. Fastball at 90 grazed the letters of Nicasia, and he stepped out of the left side of the plate and actually fell down on his backside. They've shifted around, below over towards short, Lofton placed up the middle, and now Fleury's 2-1 pitch. A check swing on a pitch low, and he went too far. No need for an appeal. Home plate umpire John Forrester makes the decision himself, and Fleury gets to even at 2-2. Fleury retired 8 in a row before this stretch of 3 straight walks. He struck out 3. But now has more walks, 4, than he does strikeouts. 2-2 on Nicasia. Adams leaning off of first, and he's breaking for second. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Garcia's throw down, tagged by Lofton on the bag, and they got him. Third runner that Garcia has thrown out tonight. He is now 3-for-4, and a strike him out, throw him out, gets Jose Fleury out of a tough inning. He walks 3, but gives up just the 1 run on the wild pitch. And we are heading to the 5th inning with the Woodpeckers up 3-1 on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app.
Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search Press Box at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Pine Lake Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 919-679-5000. That's 919-679-5000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Pine Lake Medical Clinic now to qualify. 919-679-5000.
Top of the fifth inning in Zebulon. Frank Perez whacks the first pitch on the ground out to third. A throw over to Adams pulls him off the bag, but he's able to drop the tag on Perez and record the first out of the inning. Will Rudy is back out on the mound. The Woodpeckers lead this ball game 3-1 on a Zach Cole go-ahead two-run home run in the third. Luis Encarnacion added an RBI single in the fourth. Woodpeckers trying to score for a third straight inning. Zach Cole now grounds it opposite way, too short. Throw by Barrios pulls Adams off of the bag. And Zach Cole will wind up being safe here. Cole with his speed made that play closer than it otherwise would have been. And Barrios was also shifting a little bit towards the middle right when that ball was hit. He abruptly had to go back over to his backhand side and took him a little extra on that route to get there. And it will be scored in error. E6 puts Zach Cole on and brings Jackson Lofton to the plate. And the first pitch to Lofton is called strike, 0-1. Middle infield double play depth for Carolina. They got a run on a wild pitch. Put them on the scoreboard for the first time in the home fourth inning. Lofton swings, got underneath it. A fly ball added to medium right field. Nicasia is drifting forward on it, tracking the ball in the twilight and making the catch for out number two. So Jackson Lofton in his successful return to from AAA after a successful trip is 1-for-3 tonight with a single. And with two outs, Ricardo Belo is stepping up to the plate. First pitch to Belo is down and inside. Nothing in 1-0, rather. Below's gone 0-for-2, fly out to right, and a strikeout. And a changeup misses down and away. The Mudcats are in red tonight. Black, red ball cap, black bill. The Mudcat logo on the front. Red uniform with Mudcats in white across the chest. A white numeral on the back. And a white pant with a black pinstripe. Here's a chopper. Two hops out towards second base. Vargas Fields on the fringe of the right field grass and makes the short throw to first, ending the inning. Zach Colt left on base after an error, but that is all. And we're halfway home tonight with the Woodpeckers leading 3-0. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Home fifth inning. The Woodpeckers leading the series opener 3-1 tonight in Zebulon. Jose Fleury begins the inning, but there will be bullpen activity. His pitch count is escalating a bit as Jay Savina swings and pushes a ground ball out into center field, and it's booted by Zach Cole. Kicks off of his right foot, and Avina will stretch down to second base on an error. Zach Cole took that line drive right in the ankle. And he rarely commits errors in the outfield, but that one will go as an E8 that allows Avina to turn a single essentially into a double. And Fleury has worked with base runners tonight on four walks, but that's the first hit he's allowed. So Avina into scoring position to open the inning. Single and E8. And now Jader Arenamo taking a slider on the low outside corner. For a strike, it is nothing and one. Fleury has struck out four, walked four. He gave up the run in the fourth on three walks and a wild pitch, but no hits for the Mudcats that got their offense started. Now a big swing by Arenamo, and he foul tips off of John Garcia's catcher's mask. There's actually double barrel action going in the Woodpeckers' bullpen right now. They have Austin Temple and Andrew Taylor both going. Fleury, belt tie set. Here's the leg kick and the pitch. And fly ball out to right center field. Cole giving chase, and he cuts it off in the gap before the warning track. Spins, throws to the infield, but it's deep enough for Avina to tag. He gets down to third. Zach Cole, after kicking that ball a moment ago, gets a chance to record an out. A little chance of redemption. And now it brings up Hedbert Perez. When it comes to the Woodpeckers bullpen scenario here, I would assume that Austin Temple is the plan if they need to go to a pitcher in the fifth, and then Andrew Taylor, who's the tandem partner with Fleury, they don't want to throw him into the middle of an inning, and he will likely be the arm, regardless of whether Temple comes in or not, in the sixth inning. Fleury trying to complete five tonight, be eligible for a winning decision after he got a win last week on the road. Here's the pitch and a half-hearted swing as Perez chases underneath the strike zone. Fleury gets ahead, nothing and two. Jose Fleury at this stage has thrown 68 pitches. Cap for him will be about 75. The belt tie set, the kick and the 0-2 pitch. Perez takes the changeup low and outside. One and two. Hedbert Perez broke his bat and lined out to Narbe Cruz at second base. His only time up in the third. He's 0 for 1 with Jay Savina standing down at third. Advanced on the fly ball to center. And now the 1-2. Ground ball out to second base. Picked by Cruz. He'll go to first, get the sure out, and crossing the plate. Jay Savina scores. And we've got a one-run game. 3-2. Carolina chipping away with runs in the fourth and the fifth. No big swings today for Carolina, but just situational baseball. Scoring on the wild pitch. Needed something in play with a runner at third. Hedbert Perez does his job. And now with the bases empty, two gone, here is Jeremy Vargas. And the first pitch, a low slider for ball one. Here's the wind and the offer. And Vargas looks at a slider. It hits the outside corner, and it's A strike, one and one. Jeremy Vargas struck out swinging against Fleury in the third, one of four strikeouts tonight for the right-hander from the Dominican Republic. And now a ground ball pulled foul over to the Mudcats manager that is working third base. The Mudcats are led by Victor Estevez in his second season at the head of the Mudcats. Going back to 2021, they had Joe Arolt. Spent quite a few years as a minor league manager under his belt. He went up to coach the High A Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, next step in the minor league farm system for the Brewers. And Estevez has been running the show since 2022. One ball, two strike pitch. Vargas takes it down and away. Fleury tried to get him on a changeup. Seventy-four pitches now for Jose Fleury. Might be his last chance to complete five here. And the 2-2 pulled on the ground, softly towards third, below, can't pick it cleanly. It rolls up his arm as he cut in front of Jackson Lofton, and Vargas reaches on what may be a hit, may be an error. That's one of those 50-50 balls. Tough play for below coming in and to his left, and that was Fleury's last chance indeed to get out of a fifth inning tonight and be eligible for a winning decision. Doesn't quite get there. Falls an out short. Ricky Rivera coming out of the dugout. He'll take the baseball from Fleury. And Austin Temple will make his 2023 Woodpeckers debut when we come back. He inherits a runner at third, a runner at first, make it, and a 3-2 lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Man at first and two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Austin Temple called out of the bullpen to get the final out. He is making his 2023 season debut tonight in Zebulon. And his first pitch to right-handed batter Jose Cibrione, called strike 0-1. Austin Temple, 6'4 right-hander, 23 years old, pitched last year for Fayetteville, so this is not his Carolina League debut, but first time in a live game in the 2023 summer. And a slider peels into the middle, and it's nothing and two quickly. Temple, originally from Miami, he went to Jacksonville University for three seasons and played his grad school year at Notre Dame. So he's a former Fighting Irish. Here's the 0-2. Fastball up and outside, and it's one and two. Last year, Temple, in four games for the Woodpeckers, gave up four earned runs over three and a third, four hits as well. No walks and four strikeouts for the right-hander Austin Temple. He's got the red hair flowing out of the back of the black Woodpeckers ball cap. And misses high with a fastball. It is two and two. It was only a short time, only three and a third innings for Temple combined in his Fayetteville career last year, but he had a very memorable moment. He was the final pitcher of six in a combined no-hitter at home. closed it out with the final out. 2-2, lofted out to shallow right. Tough play with Cruz going out, but he will get there with an over-the-shoulder catch and record the out and end the inning. Austin Temple does his job. He retires Cibrian and strands the inherited runner. We're through five innings. Carolina grabs another run. The Woodpeckers still clinging to a 3-2 advantage. You're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball live from Zebulon on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the sixth inning in Zebulon, the Woodpeckers holding on to a 3-2 lead. They were up 3-0 after three and a half innings. Carolina's grabbed a run on a wild pitch and a ground out in the fourth and the fifth, and now they turn to their bullpen. Right-hander Nick Merkel faces Narbe Cruz after a foul ball. The 1-1 pitch is up and inside, and it goes to 2-1. Cruz at 235 on the year. Tonight he's 1-for-2. With a single and a run scored in the fourth inning. 2-1 pitch, chopped over to Ricky Rivera at third, and it's a foul ball. 2-2 on Narbe. He scored on the RBI single from Luis Encarnacion. The offense was kickstarted tonight on a two-run home run from Zach Cole to right, his team-high eighth of the season. Here's the 2-2. Cruz chops another one left side and into the bullpen. Andrew Taylor continues to warm out there in the Woodpeckers bullpen. Presume after Austin Temple did his job in his debut, got the final out behind Fleury, it'll be Andrew Taylor to try and hold the lead come the home sixth inning. Another 2-2, and it's outside to Cruz. Three balls and two strikes. John Garcia on deck, and then Luis Encarnacion. This stretch of hitters, 4, 5, and 6, have all reached base at least once today. And put together some good at-bats against the starter, Will Rudy, who works five innings. 3-2 pitch, and Cruz strikes out on a low inside changeup. Got him swinging, and Cruz goes to 1-4-3. And Nick Merkel with a punch out. So Will Rudy completes five innings for the fifth time this year in six starts. Final line for Rudy has him at five innings. Five hits, three earned runs, no walks, and five strikeouts. Give you the line on Jose Fleury here in a minute as well, as the first pitch to John Garcia is cut through for strike one. Jose Fleury goes 4 2/3, just an out shy of being eligible for a winning decision. Two hits, both were singles, then came in the fifth inning. He went four hitless before allowing those knocks. Garcia fouls one off to the right, nothing and two. He gave up the two earned runs, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, on a wild pitch and a ground out, and then four walks, four strikeouts. So not the most dazzling numbers in the world for Jose Flores we've seen before, but did enough tonight to hold the lead. Now John Garcia flies it deep out into right. Nicasio going back, gets to the wall. It clears the fence, and John Garcia has gone deep. Flies it into the opposite field, and Garcia now with a hit in five of his last six games. He's homered for the second time in the last week. And he's given the Woodpeckers a two-run lead once again. 4-2 on a solo shot. The second home run tonight for the Woodpeckers offense. Cole and now Garcia. John continues to hit the ball hard. And now Luis Encarnacion. He squares one up. Line shot that'll skip into center field. On the first pitch, Luis Encarnacion picks up his second hit of the day. And again, really good at bats being put together by these five and six hitters today for the Woodpeckers. A pair of hits gives the Woodpeckers seven now on the day, four runs, seven hits in an error. Sandro Gastón trying to get involved offensively. He is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a pop out to first. First pitch fastball in the low outside corner. It is called strike one on Sandro. Pitch from Merkel is outside. 1-1. Nick Merkel entering today. No record, 2.66 ERA. That home run to Garcia, just the second he's allowed in over 20 innings of work this season. Tonight is 13th game out of the bullpen. Four walks and 34 strikeouts and 0.93 whip. Rarely does he allow two base runners in an inning, but the Woodpeckers have done that against him here. A slider, a check swing. They appeal to the base umpire, and Shane Sullivan says that Gastón did not go. So a two-ball, one-strike count on Sandro. Gastón with a strikeout and a pop-out to first. Middle infield double play depth. Stays off a breaking ball low and away. And gets ahead 3-1. Merkel did pitch against the Woodpeckers in the opening weekend series. Gastón pops this up back towards the press box location. And that'll fall right in front of our broadcast booth. So three balls and two strikes. With one out, and Encarnacion shuffling a little further off of first base. Here's the pitch from Merkel. And Gastón strikes out. Slider peeling outside, got him to chase. That was probably ball four for Sandro. But it turns into out number two, his second strikeout. Seventh strikeout tonight for Carolina pitching. And now Garrett McGowan stepping into the left side. He's gone 0-2 tonight, couple of strikeouts. And here's the first one home. It's a changeup, 81 miles an hour, placed on the low outside corner, strike one. Merkel went one inning, gave up two hits and two earned runs to the Woodpeckers in his season debut. A walk and a strikeout, but here the Woodpeckers are again, seeing him and picking up runs, and now another base hit. Broken bat roller up the left field line, and Garrett McGowan is aboard. And Encarnacion holds at second base, and McGowan loses the bat, but comes up with his first hit of the day. Goes to 1-3, third hit of the inning against Nick Merkel. And now a meeting out on the mound. Looks like the Mudcats are going to send their pitching coach, Michael O'Neill, out there to the mound to have a conversation with Merkel, and they're going to bring the entire infield in for this one as well. Gives us a moment to let you know what the Astros affiliates are doing tonight as we begin new series around the high A, double A, triple A levels. At the big league level first, the Houston Astros continue in Toronto today. They won big yesterday, 11-4. Congratulations to Corey Jolks, the former Woodpecker who hit a grand slam in the first inning of that six-run inning against Alek Manoah. They sent him to the Florida Complex League today. Alek Manoah, who was an all-star last year for the Blue Jays, having a brutal 2023. The Sugar Land Space Cowboys continue a 12-game road trip. They are at Albuquerque, New Mexico, against the Isotopes, the Colorado Rockies AAA affiliate. Corpus Christi Hooks are at home against the Frisco Rough Riders, and the Asheville Tourists are at the Aberdeen Ironbirds. On the first pitch delivered to Frank Perez, he rips a line drive straight to Arenamo, who makes the grab and ends the inning. So the Woodpeckers add on one more. A John Garcia solo home run, his fifth of the season. And we go to the bottom of the sixth with the Woodpeckers leading 4-2.
Happy 13th birthday, Parker James. Congratulations, Parker. You are a teenager now. Happy 64th birthday.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Andrew Taylor gets to inherit the 4-2 lead as we begin the bottom of the sixth inning. He delivers a fastball strike to Gregory Barrios to begin the frame. 0-1, John Garcia made it a two-run game on his fourth home run of the season out to right field in the top of the sixth. That gave him one extra. Number four on the year for Garcia. But the way he's hitting, a fifth maybe due. Infield, outfield, straight up as Taylor pitches to Barrios and misses low with a breaking ball. So job done for Austin Templin. His debut, he serves as the bridge, goes a third of an inning, and gets the one out that was needed of him to strand an inherited runner. And now enter Andrew Taylor, who the Woodpeckers would like to ride to the finish if they can. Barrios swings, flies it to the right, and it gets out of play. 2-2. Barrios tonight has walked in both plate appearances. Didn't see much to hit while he was facing Jose Fleury. Now faces the tall Andrew Taylor, the 6'5", 21-year-old out of Central Michigan. Give you his numbers in a moment as the 2-2 pitch is swung on and dumped foul into the screen. Now the count stays level. Taylor, 2-2 record, 4.36 ERA. Tonight he pitches in his 10th game and 5th out of the bullpen. He does have one save and two opportunities. He could earn one tonight. 33 innings, along with 35 hits, 16 earned runs. And he delivers a fastball strike that gets Barrios looking right on the outside corner. Perfectly placed. Andrew Taylor picks up his first out of the 6th. Taylor now with 47 strikeouts when you add that one of Barrios to go along with 17 walks. He's allowed four home runs and has a whip of 1.58. The lefty Luis Lara takes the fastball up and in at 92, and it's ball one. Shift on the infield, pulled to the right side against the lefty Lara. Below over towards short as the 1-0 swung on and fisted the opposite way and into the chairs, a foul ball. It's kind of a hazy night, and if you've been following some of the news reports recently, I guess there's some wildfires up in Canada. And the jet stream, the wind is carrying some of that smoke down to the Carolinas, and we're seeing the effects of that. We're actually in an air advisory, a poor air quality advisory, and it's not enough to stop a baseball game or anything, and it really doesn't weigh on you much, but you can see it in the air in the stadium lights, a haze overhead. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, and a fastball splits the strike zone. Called a strike, 2-2. Two Carolina runs coming on just two base hits so far. Singles in the fifth by Avina and Vargas. Taylor gets the sign, winds and fires. And the 2-2 is tapped foul. It'll stay where it is on Lara. The international signing from the 2022 summer. And now the 2-2 again. Looped foul off to the left side and into the seats. Lara, born in 2004. Young kid. Debuted last year in the Dominican Summer League in over 58 games, 200 at bats, batted 260 with 11 doubles, 2 home runs, 21 RBIs. And a changeup misses down and inside. Let's do the quick math. If he was born in 2004, November of 2004, he hasn't even turned 18 yet. 17-year-old Luis Lara, one of the younger guys in the entire league. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here it is. And Lara fouls it away again off the left and into his own bullpen. Lara, a small guy too, 5'9", 151. As he battles in a full count, has fouled away a couple of two-strike pitches. Taylor again misses up and inside, and Luis Lara, with a good battle, ends up winning it. He will go down to first, draws a one-out walk. Lara reaches. That is the fifth walk today for the Carolina Mudcats. That is how they have gotten the majority of their base runners. 5 base runners with the walks, 2 with the singles. And here's Luke Adams, who hits with a man at first and one away. 4-2 Fayetteville to score. First pitch fastball center cut, and it's strike one. Taylor about 91, 92 miles an hour tonight in his 10th outing of the season and first in the month of June. Pitched in 5 games during May, went 1-1 with a 4.91 ERA. That was in April where he went with a 3.68 ERA across 4 appearances. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, and a slider is called to strike. Back pick up the first baseline, and not in time as Gaston slapped the tag on Lara sliding in. 0-2 on Adams. He is flat out to center and drawn a walk. Overall for Taylor, the strikeout and walk rate was about the same April and May. And a foul tip. It kicks off of Garcia. And the count remains 0-2 on Luke Adams. On deck, Kaylan Nicasia as Taylor works through the heart of the order. Third time through now. The 0-2 pitch, and a check swing, and he went well too far. Jake Adams goes down waving. Excuse me, Luke Adams. And now Kaylan Nicasia. Of course, I'm thinking of 2019 Woodpecker Jake Adams when I misnamed Adams, Luke Adams. Jake Adams, a very good player for the Woodpeckers in 2019. Slugger. And a lot of home runs. And a foul tip by Kaylan Nicasio. Hit in and out of the glove of John Garcia. And it's no ball and 1-strike pitch. Below, off that third baseline, he's over at short, lofting towards second. And a spin and a pickoff throw over to first to check up on Lara. 18-second pitch clock that Andrew Taylor is working with here. And they'll bring below over even a little bit more against Nicasia, who's 1-for-2 with a single and a run in the fifth. Ball short hops the plate, kicks over John Garcia's glove, and is going all the way to the backstop. Lara stretching for third. Garcia's throw down is not in time. And Luis Lara turns on the Jets and picks up two bases on a wild pitch. Just a low fastball that kicked off of Garcia and took a while to roll and get all the way to the backstop. Garcia gave it a pretty good hustle, but Lara just showing off his speed. And racing down to third. Very close play. It was a good throw by Garcia. Low up the line, right to the corner of the bag for below the drop the tag, but Lara just gets in there. Gets down to third, and Carolina threatening to score for a third straight inning, trying to get it back to a one-run game. Nicasia's driven in seven on the season. And here's the pitch from Taylor. It's low in the dirt. And this time it's blocked by Garcia, but that one got him flush. Got him somewhere in the upper leg area, and he's hunched over, and he'll need a moment to shake this one off. Ricky Rivera and Jennifer Bardalis, Fayetteville manager and trainer, are going out there to check up on Garcia, their catcher. Lynchburg and Kannapolis are now tied in K-Town. Identical line scores, two runs, six hits, no errors per side. Charleston on top of Fredericksburg, 2-1. Frednats have been on a tear. They've won 9 of their last 10. And the Nationals, who were the worst team in the league, bottom of the North Division, now are 6.5 out of first place and sit in fourth place, just a game back of Delmarva. What a run they've been on. Nicasia cuts through a high fastball. That is strike two. It's 2-2. Garcia is able to shake it off, hang in there, stay in the game. Columbia leads 5-1 at home. Delmarva 2-0 still over down east. And these Myrtle Beach Pelicans, 8-1 lead over Augusta. 6-run top of the seventh to break that game open. The game Mudcats are watching is in down east as Taylor steps off. Carolina a half game in front of the Wood Ducks. And if they lose tonight, they need down east to lose as well. Otherwise, the Wood Ducks will have a game lead in the division, or a half game lead in the division. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's up and inside. Sails to the backstop. Lara sprints into the plate, and he will score. The second run of the night comes home on a wild pitch for Carolina, and it's now a one-run game, 4-3. Kannapolis bringing him in without hits tonight. Two on wild pitches, one on an RBI ground out. I don't know if there was a cross up, but that fastball was up and inside, and John Garcia just missed at it as he tried to snare it out of the air. And now Nicasia in a 3-2 count. Taylor pitches, misses high. It is ball four. And the inning will go on. Taylor walks his second batter of the inning. Jay Savina will get a chance to hit. Smoked a single into center his last time. Now a slow roller hit towards second. Base runner hops over the ball. Cruz fields, throws to first, and gets the out. The inning comes to a close, but another run crosses for Carolina on a wild pitch. And after the John Garcia home run put them up by two, Carolina gets it back to one. Both sides trade runs in the sixth inning, and we are going to the final third of our ball game. 4-3, the score, Woodpeckers on top on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910 323-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Zach Cole leads off the top of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers. And the first pitch of his at-bat is a changeup below the zone. He checks the swing and did not go. It is one ball and no strikes on Cole. Top of the order in the top of the seventh. Jackson Lofton on deck. Ricardo below in the hole. The Woodpeckers up by 1-4-3. And the right-hander Nick Merkel back out there to work. Misses down and outside with a slider. Two balls and no strikes. Cole's eighth home run of the season coming in the top of the third, and the Woodpeckers have led ever since when they took a 2-0 lead. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and it is called a strike. On the low outside corner, two balls and a strike. Cole's also flied out to left, and he reached on a fielding error by the shortstop in the fifth. So he's 1-for-3 in his first game of the series. Next pitch is down and inside, and that was actually the three-ball pitch to Cole. So he draws a walk and strolls down to first base. That is the first walk that the Woodpeckers have had in the entire game. The only other time they had a free pass was when John Garcia was clipped by an inside fastball in the elbow guard. So Cole aboard, and he has the second most stolen bases on the Woodpeckers with 13. See if they try and get aggressive and put him into scoring position. Jackson Lofton is up, and he swings and hits a towering fly ball. Deep out into left field. Back goes Avina. He looks up, and it is gone. Two-run home run for Jackson Lofton in his return to the Woodpeckers. Welcome back, sir. He hits his second of the season, first on the road. Jackson Lofton has made it a 6-3 game as he touches home plate. And no doubt a little bit of confidence injected in Lofton in his return to the Woodpeckers after a great four-game stretch in AAA, back up to a game-high three-run lead. Third home run of the game for Fayetteville. Cole, Garcia, and Lofton have now all gone deep. As the pitch to Ricardo below is taken for a strike on the low outside corner. And they've not had a lot of three home run games this year. The Woodpeckers. Another strike to below. And the count is 0-2. Here's a chopper, hit towards the middle, shortstop side of second, fielded on a short hop by Barrios, gets the throw out quick. And guns down below for the first out of the inning. Have to go back and look. The last time the Woodpeckers had a three home run game this season. And in fact, it's the first one all year. Yeah, I was trying to rack my brain to when the last time was when they had multiple home runs in a game. They had two home runs just twice. Both times going back to early April against Fredericksburg. They didn't have a single multi-home run game as a team in May, and now they've hit three here in Carolina tonight. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Narbe Cruz, and he foul tips it at the plate. It's a one ball and one strike count. Z 6-3 Woodpeckers. And Narbe Cruz ready for the 1-1. He swings and flies this out into shallow left field. Barrios going out on it. Gives way to Avina stepping in. And he camps underneath. He's got it for out number two. Narbe Cruz flies out. And it brings up John Garcia, who's hit a home run today. And his last at bat out to right field. So two-run home runs, a solo home run. As we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, the Woodpeckers have hit more two-run home runs this year than they have solo home runs. That's always a nice little note when your powerful swings are coming with runners on primarily. They've hit 5 3-run home runs. Usually you see the solo home run dominate the category, but not with this group. One ball and no strikes on Garcia. Here's the next pitch from Merkel, and it's called a strike. And they've hit home runs tonight against pitchers that have not been giving them up all season long for the Mudcats. In Will Rudy, who hadn't allowed a home run all year. And now Nick Merkel, who's given up just one home run all season long. That's going back to April 19th. He had not surrendered a home run in almost 2 months. And the Woodpeckers have gotten him for 2 home runs in 2 innings tonight. 2 balls, 1 strike on Garcia. He swings and pops this up behind first, drifting towards the right field bullpen. Sprinting over from right is Nicasia, and he can't get to the spot in time. Boy, Nicasia really closes ground quick out there. He's already made one sliding grab along the line and almost had another great play. But Garcia will catch a break and scroll back to home plate in a 2-2 count. The Woodpeckers are now out hitting Carolina 9-2. Carolina bullpen is activated as well. Merkel has allowed 3 runs over an inning and 2/3. And out there in the pen stretching is Shane Smith, a right-hander. And now Garcia on the 2-2, pops one high to shallow left field. Barrios swinging his arms, drifting out. Shortstop makes the catch, and the inning is over. Merkel retires 3 in a row after the 2-run home run. But Jackson Lofton with his 2nd of the year gives the Woodpeckers another 3-run lead, 6-3, as we stretch in Zebulon.
Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Andrew Taylor delivers a first pitch strike to Jader Arenamo, opening the bottom of the 7th inning. Aaron Taylor now has a 3-run advantage. Ties the largest lead of the game for the Woodpeckers. They led 3-0, but thanks to a 2-run home run by Jackson Lofton, they're up big again here. Jader Arenamo, the right-handed batter, takes low, 1-1. Andrew Taylor worked in the 6th behind Jose Fleury and Austin Temple. Gave up a run on a wild pitch, struck out two, walked two. Arenamo 0-for-2, ground out and a flyout. Leans out of the way of a high and in changeup. Two balls and one strike. See if Taylor can just hone in that command a little more here in the inning. A stoppage as a baseball got loose from the left field bullpen. And a Carolina reliever will scramble over and pick it up. Out there warming is still a number 22, Shane Smith, the right-handed pitcher who probably take over for Merkel in the next inning. 2-1 coming home, and a fastball left high. Three balls and one strike on Arenamo. Six runs, nine hits, and an error tonight for the Woodpeckers. 3-2-1. Three runs, two hits, one error for Carolina. 3-1 pitch. Fastball placed for a strike. And the count full. Andrew Taylor in a spot where he could earn a save tonight if he closes this game out with four innings. Inherited it when it was a 4-2 lead in the sixth. And now a late swing on an up-and-in fastball. Andrew Taylor ties up Jhadair Arenamo and strikes him out swinging for the first out. Third strikeout for Taylor and the seventh tonight for Woodpeckers pitching. Fleury had four. Edward Perez now into the left side. He's driven in a run tonight on a ground out in the fifth inning. First pitch slider moves to the inside, and it was called the ball. Taylor certainly thought he had strike one there, just missed off the plate. Infield swung around to the right, pull side of the lefty Perez. And another slider in the same spot, and Taylor gets the same call, 2-0. One ball, one strike pitch, and that is popped foul back towards our broadcast location and onto the roof. So it goes to 2-1 on Perez. Woodpeckers trying to make it back-to-back weeks on the road with a series opening victory. And now the pitch, and Perez swings, low liner out to right, staying up. Oh, but drops right in front of Frank Perez. He went down to a slide and scooped it on the short hop. Couldn't get it on the fly, and Perez lofts a single out into right field and picks up his first base hit. Here's Jeremy Vargas. One away in the Carolina seventh. He's 1-for-2 with a single back in the fifth inning. Taylor's first pitch is spoiled off to the right. A foul ball, and it's 0-1 on Vargas. The mentioned series openers for the Woodpeckers, you go back to their series in Kannapolis, and they won that game. That was their first series opening win on the road. They were 0-for-3 prior to that. And it would be a nice turnaround after beginning the season 1-7 in series openers. After last week's win on Monday, Memorial Day, if they can hold on today, they'll get it to 3-7. And a lot of that week for you and how the series goes is dictated off of how that first game goes. You get your first look to see the opposing lineup, see the opposing starter. Usually, if you can get a win against that starter on the first game of the series, you'll end up seeing it again in the final game of the series, so sometimes that can serve as an advantage. You see a lot of times the success in game one of the series dictate whether you can take three or four by the end of the week. Woodpeckers trying to grab a series lead with Jeremy Vargas and a 1-2 count, a spin and a pick over to first, and Taylor unable to get Perez. Vargas and then Jose Cibrian. These are the 8-9 hitters at the plate and on deck. 1-2. Hard hit out to short. One hopper by Lofton and out in the left field. The ball was rocketed off the bat of Jeremy Vargas. And back-to-back singles put two Mudcats aboard with one out and bring the tying run and Jose Cibrian to the plate.
Jose Cibrian.
Cibrian's gone 0 for 2. Foul out to the catcher and a pop out to second baseman Narbe Cruz. Force at every base for Taylor if he gets something on the ground. First pitch home. A check swing on a slider. And Cibrian crossed the plane. It's a strike. 0-1. Taylor working at the belt. He pitches, and a breaking ball is lifted foul over towards the right field bleachers. The count, nothing and two on Cibrian. Strikeout led off the inning, so Taylor trying to grab his second out here, put himself in a much more comfortable position if he can get to first and second with two away. Holding a 6-3 advantage. Carolina's doubled their hit total on the game with two seventh-inning singles. And now the 0-2 pitch. Down to the dirt, smothered by Garcia. He's going to do a lot of blocking today, and he's taking the brunt. Had one hit him flush in the leg last inning. He's had a couple of clip off the shoulder. And Carolina has scored two of their three runs on wild pitches. The other coming on the infield ground out. So what they don't have tonight is one of the big swings, a gapper or a home run. Taylor trying to prevent it. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And he strikes him out looking. Fastball in the outside corner. And a big out number two for Taylor. Four strikeouts now for Taylor. And now back to the top of the order with Gregory Barrios. And he swings and fouls the first pitch back into the screen for strike one. Taylor's recorded four of his five outs with the strikeout so far. Hasn't used the defense much behind him. Only a ground out to Narbe Cruz. That's been it. Everybody else has been a little bored out there. Here's the 0-1. And chopper hits shallow towards third. Charging over below. Picks one-handed on the grass. Throws on the run. Two first in time. And Barrios is fuming. He is shouting at the home. The base umpire, Shane Sullivan, spiked his helmet. Manager Victor Estevez is hustling out there to argue the call. And Taylor gets out of it on a close play. A nice play from Ricardo Below. Stranding two and keeping a 6-3 lead intact as we move to the eighth from Zebulon on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away.
We're in the top of the eighth inning. Luis Encarnacion swings at the first pitch from Carolina reliever entering the game, Shane Smith, and puts it on a line out into shallow center field for a leadoff single. quite the night for Luis Encarnacion. A three-hit game. He's 3-for-4, three singles. He drove in a run in the fourth inning. And now Sandro Gastón gets a hit with a man at first. First pitch fastball from Shane Smith is outside. No, called a strike on that outside edge, and it's nothing and one. Smith takes over for Nick Merkel, who gave up a pair of Woodpeckers home runs. Solo homer to John Garcia, and then a two-run shot to Jackson Lofton that has given the Woodpeckers their current 6-3 lead. Gastón looks at a fastball again, right on the outside edge. Nothing and two. So final line for Nick Merkel, who gives up a pair of home runs for the first time all year. Has him at two innings, four hits, three earned runs. Most he's allowed in a game this year. One walk and two strikeouts. Gastón fouls off the 0-2 pitch. The count stays firm. So Shane Smith, he was warming up in the bullpen for most of the last inning and even a little bit of the sixth inning. So they were thinking about bringing him in for a while now. As Gastón swings, cranks a deep fly down the left field side, but it will get foul at home run distance behind it. Gastón's hit a couple of foul balls to left that probably would clear the wall had they been fair. Just been a little early on the swing. It's been on high breaking balls in both occasions, hanging pitches. So nothing and two. Here's the pitch. Gastón takes a breaking ball low. Shane Smith coming into today his 15th bullpen appearance, 3-3 record, 3.80 ERA. He's allowed 9 earned runs over 21 and a third, 9 walks to 37 strikeouts. And here's the belt tie set, the 1-2 pitch outside. And it's 2-2. Shane Smith is a 23-year-old, just recently turned 23 in early April. Out of Danvers, Massachusetts, he attended Wake Forest. And here's a chopper back to the mound, speared by Smith, goes to second, and a low throw is caught but dropped on the transfer. They will get the out. Vargas was the second baseman that tried to transfer on a low and away throw, but they force out Encarnacion at second base. This is a good play by Smith to even try and get a double play started after he speared that ball up near his left shoulder. It was coming back to him really quickly. It took a short skip out in front of home plate and then on a high hop was right at him. So a fielder's choice for Gastón on good contact. He'll drop to 0-for-4. Runner at first, one out. Garrett McGowan into the left side. And he takes the pitch down and in. McGowan came up with a single in the sixth. That helped push his average to 145. Slight shift on with Arenamo playing off the third baseline up the middle, Barrios. And at the belt, here's the pitch. Down and inside on McGowan. And he's in front, two balls and no strikes. Shane Smith's alma mater, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. They are having quite the college baseball season. If you've been following some of the regular season action and some of the regionals, McGowan swings and rips a ground ball just beyond Dylan Mazzo. Oh, nice job by Dylan. He hardly flinched on that one. So 2-1 on McGowan. Wake Forest finished the regular season as the number one team in the country, and they rolled right on through their regional that they got to host not too far from here, and they're going on to the super regionals. Now McGowan swings, grounds it over to first. Adams fields on a knee, goes to second for one. The turn to first by Barrios in time. Well executed by the Carolina right side of the infield. Adams to Barrios and then back to Adams. It's a 3-6-3 double play. And the Woodpeckers go down quietly in the eighth, facing Shane Smith. 6-3 game, moving along to the home eighth inning when we come back to Zebulon.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search Press Box at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Pine Lake Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 919-679-5000. That's 919-679-5000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Pine Lake Medical Clinic now to qualify. 919-679-5000.
Woodpeckers with a zero in the top of the eighth offensively, but they still lead 6-3. Andrew Taylor back out for the home eighth, and he faces the 17-year-old prospect Luis Lara. And a fastball misses upstairs to Lara. It is 2-0. Lara with some speed. He scored a run today, walked, and came around on a wild pitch in the sixth. 2-0 center cut fastball, 2-1. He actually, after he walked, made it from first all the way to third on a wild pitch. And then a couple of throws later from Andrew Taylor on another wild pitch came to the plate. So he was kind of aided along the entire trip of the bases, and now the 2-1 pitch is sprayed foul. And it goes to 2-2. Lara is a top 15 prospect in the Brewers system here at just 17 years old, playing in full season baseball. He currently ranks as the top guy on this team, 14th in the system by MLB.com. And Fangraphs has him as high as 11th in the Milwaukee Brewers system. Baseball America 12th. So he is a highly regarded kid, and he still is a kid, really. 17 years old. Not even a legal adult yet. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And a fastball is up and inside. Not the youngest player in all of minor league baseball. If you saw the headlines maybe a week or so ago, the Padres promoted a kid to their single A team in the California League that's just 16 years old. 3-2 pitch. And a fastball misses up high. And Lara goes down to first. Sweetfield is a millennial. When you start seeing 16 and 17-year-olds in your league, guys who were born in 2004, 2005. Spinning a throw over to first to check up on Lara after he draws the walk. That's the third walk of the game that Lara has drawn tonight. And the seventh now allowed by Fayetteville pitching. They've walked seven, struck out eight as a staff. And Luke Adams on a check swing did not go. And it's 2-0 on Adams. Six runs on 10 hits in an error for the Woodpeckers. Three runs on four base hits, all singles for Carolina, and one fielding error. Wide open right side, cruise towards the middle from second, and the 1-0 pitch. Adams loads up, takes the pitch. It's called a strike. 2-1. On Luke Adams. Six homers, 28 RBIs, but just the 192 average. Taylor comes home, a check swing, pop fly, drift along the right field line, and it drops foul. Jake Adams definitely did not want that pitch. He checked his swing on a slider, but still ran the barrel into it. That's one where you say, man, should have just carried through the swing, and you'd probably have a line drive to the outfield somewhere, but he held the hands and nearly came away with a base hit. That ball plopped down maybe a foot to the right of the shallow right field line. Lara is off of first, leaning towards second base. Will he go? As Taylor sets, not going. Pitch comes in, fastball up and away. And that is ball three on Luke Adams. Three balls and two strikes. Adams has been on base once with a walk. He's also flied out to center and struck out. Here's Taylor's kick and delivery. And a swing and a foul ball out of play. Count remains full on Adams. Adams is a top 30 guy by one publication. Baseball America has him as the 26th ranked prospect in the system. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch again to Adams, or rather the 3-2. He foul tips and Garcia holds on to it. It's a strikeout for Andrew Taylor, his fifth tonight. And he's got one out in the eighth inning. Kaylin Nicasia now into the left side, and here's Taylor's set, kick, and delivery. First pitch slider, backdoors Nicasia for strike one. Again, going back to the prospects, they have six guys on this team in total who are ranked as a top 30 prospect according to MLB.com. Here's the 0-1, and a good changeup as Taylor's going all off speed right now, and Nicasia swings over top, nothing in two. Luis Lara, Daniel Guiarte, Hedbert Perez, Logan Henderson, Jader Arenamo, and Jay Savina, all top 30 guys. And a cut through a high fastball. Nicasia goes down on three pitches. Andrew Taylor picks up a big second out in the eighth inning after the walk. He's struck out two in a row, and the Woodpeckers pitching staff has now hit double digits. 10 strikeouts tonight, 4 by Fleury, 6 by Taylor. And Austin Temple also got an out in the fifth inning. Didn't strike out anybody, though. Now Avina, he swings and pushes a line drive out into right, and it is a single. Throw goes to third. And there's two on. Consecutive innings now where the Mudcats have put two runners on base. That base hit is the fifth tonight for the Mudcats, and all five of them have gone for singles. And now here is Jader Arenamo. First pitch to Arenamo, spoiled off to the right. All-time head-to-head record between the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats entering tonight. The Woodpeckers have won 29 games, lost 41, so it's kind of a lopsided series in favor of Carolina, dating all the way back to the 2019 season. Bowie's Creek won quite a few games against Carolina in the 17-18 summers, but tonight a chance to win the 30th game in franchise history over these Mudcats. Andrew Taylor misses outside on the 0-1, and it's one ball and one strike to Arenamo. Win number 30 against the Mudcats, trying to win number 20 in the regular season to go to 20-31. One ball and one strike, a force at every base with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. And a line drive pushed off to the right side and foul into the screen. So Andrew Taylor, a strike away from picking up his third strike out of the eighth inning, and again stranding two on. Carolina has left at least one base runner in the last three innings. One in the fifth, one in the sixth, two in the seventh. Taylor's 1-2 set. His left leg kick and pitch home. Fought off foul again. And Arenamo will keep it at one ball and two strikes. He'll play plenty of baseball tomorrow. 5 o'clock doubleheader to make up for a Saturday night. April 8th, we got rained out in Fayetteville. We'll make that up tomorrow. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Taylor's delivery. A check swing and a pitch that kicks away from Garcia. They appeal to the base umpire. He didn't go. Lara circles third. He's going to the plate. Throw by Garcia. The tag from Taylor, and he's out at home plate. Lara spikes the helmet, and he just got thrown out from the game. Victor Estevez comes sprinting down the third baseline, and now he's in the face of the home plate umpire, John Forrester. Estevez is irate, throwing his arms out to his side. His 17-year-old Lara has just been thrown out of the game. Estevez stays in the face of Forrester. The base umpire is going to come down a part of this conversation, Shane Sullivan. And Estevez will somehow avoid being ejected from this game. But what a sequence. A wild pitch and a play at the plate records the final out of the eighth inning and keeps this 6-3 lead intact. We're going to the ninth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ.
Quite the way to close the bottom of the eighth inning. On the play, Luis Lara trying to score all the way from second base on a wild pitch to the plate. He gets thrown out at the plate by Garcia. Taylor dropping the tag and then spiked his helmet, promptly got tossed from the game. The eighth inning comes to a close. And now with a 6-3 lead, Frank Perez leads it off at the bottom of the order against right-hander Shane Smith. Perez swings through a fastball on the 1-1. Or the 1-0 pitch, rather. So it's 1-1 on Perez. He tonight has gone 1-for-3 with a single and a run and cuts underneath the high fastball at 92, and it's 1-2 on Perez. Hits in back-to-back games after he started his Woodpeckers campaign 0-for-14, so that's been nice to see. Now he goes down waving on an inside changeup. So after a ball started him out, three straight strikes by Shane Smith, and there's one gone in the Woodpeckers' ninth inning. First strikeout for the Woodpeckers since the sixth inning. They've limited them to 8 tonight. They've tallied 10 hits, 3 home runs, the first 3 home run game of the season for the offense, and one of them belonging to this guy, Zach Cole. 2-run slug in the third inning, his team-high 8th of the year. 30 RBIs now for Cole as well. And a pitch is taken a little high, but no, called a strike. High changeup right at the top of the zone, 1-1. Cole, the first Woodpecker to touch 30 RBIs this season, and he's in the top 10 in the league in that respect. Top 5, in fact. He was tied for 4th most RBIs in the Carolina League with 28 entering tonight. Might be closer to 3rd now. Here's the 2-1. Cole pops it up opposite field out to shallow left. Avina circling underneath, and he makes the catch for the out. So Avina still out in left, or actually we're going to have to clarify here. There was some defenses changes with Lara being tossed out of the game. Get you those. Alexander Perez has replaced center fielder Luis Lara, and he's going to be out in left field. So that's actually Alexander Perez freshly into the game making the catch. Ball has a way of finding you. And then switching from left to center field is Avina. So Perez in left, Avina in center. And Luis Lara dismissed from the game with his helmet spike at the plate. Jackson Lofton, he takes a slider on the outside corner, called a strike, and he steps out. It's nothing and two. Lofton has hit one of the 3 home runs. First road home run for him, second this year. And he clubbed it over the high wall in left. 10 RBIs now as well for Lofton as he checks his swing on a slider low and outside. They peel up the line and he did not go. 1-2 now on Lofton. Check in on what the Charleston River Dogs are doing tonight. They trail currently 4-2 in the top of the seventh to the Woodpeckers. And now Lofton swings line drive up the middle and into center field. A two-hit game for Jack, make it a three-hit game for Jackson Lofton. He's now 3-for-5. And we're seeing the best version of Jackson Lofton this year. And you go back to the Myrtle Beach series for Lofton to really pinpoint where this all started for him. It wasn't just an anomaly that he went out to Sugarland and came up with 5 hits over 4 games in AAA. Lofton breaking for second. Good jump as he dives in. Throw to second is knocked out of the glove. It arrived early, but now Lofton a little slow to get up. He just stole his second base of the game, his 18th of the season, and he remains perfect. Jackson Lofton now in the stolen base department. A perfect 18 for 18. Ricardo Below at the plate, 0-for-4. And in a nothing in one count. Here's the pitch from Shane Smith. And it's a strike on a changeup. Lynchburg and Kannapolis have gone to extra innings tonight. Tied at 2 in the top of the 10th. Down East has taken a 3-2 lead over Delmarva. That's a significant result. That game's in the bottom of the 10th inning. And Delmarva right now with a runner at second, nobody out. They're free runner. If Down East wins tonight and Carolina falls here at home, the Wood Ducks will have the half-game lead in the North Division with 14 games to play. 15 for the Mudcats as they'll make up one tomorrow. Here's the 0-2. Below strikes out swinging on a low and inside changeup. And that's the final out. So Lofton left down at second base on his third hit of the game, and we're going to the bottom of the ninth inning, crunch time, but the Woodpeckers up 6-3 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and the night is done for Andrew Taylor. Right-hander Manuel Urias takes over out of the Woodpeckers' bullpen and faces lefty right-hander, Jader Arenamo. Arenamo was at the plate during that wild pitch in the bottom of the eighth when Luis Lara tried to score. And the play at the plate, he was called out. Lara ejected from the game. Arenamo back to the plate, and that pitch grabs a lot of John Garcia. Swinging a foul tip, Garcia gets smoked in the chest protector area, and he's been having a tough night behind the plate. He might deserve a day off tomorrow. Garcia just got hit somewhere near the right knee, which is what Jennifer Bardales is feeling out right now. Elsewhere around the Astros affiliate system tonight, you have the High A Asheville Tourists beginning a new series against the Baltimore Orioles affiliate on the road, the Aberdeen Ironbirds, and it's been a tough night. 10-0 Aberdeen in the bottom of the eighth inning. Joey Mancini got the start today for the Tourists, and they ended up scoring 6 runs off of him in the bottom of the second inning. Mancini's given up 7 hits and 7 earned runs over 3 innings in High A. Miguel Oyola is currently on the mound, and he's looking good tonight. 3 1/3, no hits, no runs, 3 walks and 6 strikeouts for one of the Astros' top 30 pitching prospects that really broke out last year in Fayetteville. After John Garcia shakes it off, he frames a changeup for a strike, and it is 1-2 on Arenamo. In AA, the Corpus Christi Hooks lead 2-1, low-scoring affair in the top of the seventh. They are hosting the Rangers affiliate, the Frisco Rough Riders. Arenamo digs out a low slider, lofts it shallow on a line out into center, and it drops in for a hit. Leadoff single for Jader Arenamo to end his hitless night. He'll go to 1-for-4. 6th Carolina hit. They've all been singles tonight. And now it brings up Hedbert Perez. Now it's Hedbert Perez. The lefty swings, hits a deep fly out into right. It is long gone. And oh boy, we've got a ball game. 1-run game as Perez hits a no-doubter to right. His 2nd home run of the season, and we got a 6-5 game. Still nobody out in the 9th inning. Jeremy Vargas is the right-handed batter in, and he swings at a slider down and outside. So Manuel Urias now pitches in a little bit of a tighter spot. Here's the delivery, and it's low. Vargas in a 1-1 count. These are the 8 and 9 hitters for Urias to square off with. Urias goes to the shoulders, left leg kick, and the pitch. And a fastball for a strike is in there, 1-2. Carolina has been able to chip away all night long, but they have still never tied or led in this ball game. Ever since the Woodpeckers led 2-0 after 3. And now ground ball out to second base. Cruz shuffling to his left. He picks up, throws over to first. And the Woodpeckers have their first out of the 9th inning. On a Vargas ground out. That'll put him to 2-for-4. Now Jose Cibrian, who's 0-for-3. Final line for Andrew Taylor tonight has him at 3 innings, 3 hits. He gave up 1 earned run, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Urias delivers, and Cibrian swings over a changeup. It's 0-1. For Corpus Christi tonight, Adrian Chaidez had a good start. He had an ERA up above 8 entering today, but he goes 5 innings, gives up just 1 hit, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. And on the offensive end, Zach Daniels, who was activated off of his rehab assignment, went from Kannapolis out to Corpus Christi to join back up with the club. He's gone 1-for-3 with a single and a run. Zach Daniels and Drew Gilbert. Gilbert Daniels, top two hitters in the order, the former Tennessee Vol teammates, are now teammates for the first time with the Corpus Christi Hooks. Pitch to Cibrian. It is down in the dirt. And the count is 2-2. Regarding Drew Gilbert on the season in Double-A since he was promoted from Asheville, he's batting 238, 0-for-3 tonight with a strikeout. Has an OPS of 678 at the Double-A level. 2-2 pitch. And there's strike three. Fastball to Cibrian. And Manuel Urias undeterred after the two-run home run. And he's picked up a pair of outs at the bottom of the Carolina order. Back to the top, Gregory Barrios representing the final chance tonight for the Mudcats. Eleventh strikeout for Fayetteville pitching there. First pitch attacked by Barrios and fouled backwards for strike one. And the count is 0-1. Barrios has walked twice, struck out once, and also grounded out to third. Barrios at the shoulders, pitches, and Barrios takes it a little bit high. One ball, one strike, base is clear. Two outs, 6-5 Woodpeckers. And there's a strike on a changeup on the inner half. 1-2. Make sure to stick around following the conclusion of this one. We will bring you the final totals and get you set with tomorrow's starting pitchers for our doubleheader beginning at 5 o'clock. 1-2 kick and pitch. A swing and a foul ball out of play. And the count holds at 1-2. Woodpeckers have used four pitchers to this point. Fleury, Temple, Taylor, and now Urias. Manuel looking for his first save in a Woodpeckers uniform. Another 1-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball out to short. By Lofton and out into center field. Down to the final strike, and Gregory Barrios comes up with a single to keep the pulse of the Mudcats going and inch towards the heart of their order, but it'll be a new hitter here. This was the spot of Luis Lara, who was ejected on a play at the plate in the eighth inning. And now up for the Mudcats for the first time is Alexander Perez. So quite the spot to take your first at-bat of the night. Game on the line. Alexander Perez batting just 167 on the year. He's driven in two runs. He checks his swing on a down and outside slider and goes too far, 0-1. Alexander Perez is originally from Venezuela, an international free agent signing in 2019. And the pitch is low and away. One ball and one strike. Big hole on the right side of the diamond. They've shifted Cruz towards the middle. And a fastball for Urias runs up and inside. Urias has struck out 13, walked three this season. Here's the 2-1. And a swing and a miss on a changeup low. Oh, and actually, you know what? We just had a balk was called. A balk was called on Urias. The pitch will not count. It will remain 2-1, and the tying run is down into scoring position. Gregory Barrios is moving down to second base. So now it's really on. Now a hit can tie this game, something to the outfield. Carolina trying to pull off a three-run comeback in the bottom of the ninth inning. Urias at the shoulders, delivers, and a swing on a changeup. It's 2-2. Carolina, again, for a second straight at bat, is down to their final strike. Alexander Perez on the bench for eight innings before Lara was ejected. Lara had reached three times before he was tossed, all on walks. Perez in a 2-2 count, and Urias at the shoulders. Here's the pitch, a swing and a ground ball left of third. Foul ball, but it was close, riding up along the chalk line. And you got to credit these Mudcats for not going down. Hedbert Perez with the blast to right. This game has seen four home runs now. It started with six hits, all singles for Carolina before that home run from Perez. They have three hits alone here against Urias in the eighth inning. Perez fighting off two strike pitches. Here's another break even. And it is a slider just outside. Awful close. Woodpeckers dugout started to jump. And now the count is full. 3-2 on deck is Luke Adams, one of the RBI leaders for the Mudcats. Game down to the final strike. Here's the payoff with two outs. And a swing and a line drive down the left field line. It is a fair ball, and it'll get all the way into the corner. Barrio circles around third, and he is in to score. The ball hops over the wall out there and gets out of play. An automatic double for Alexander Perez in his only bat of the night. It comes in the clutch, and he has tied the game up at 6-6 down to the final strike. Three-run rally in the bottom of the ninth inning. And a gut punch for Fayetteville. Perez had just two RBIs all year, and number three is a big one. Alexander Perez and his whole dugout jumping up and down. Half their dugout, it spilled over the railing as Gregory Barrios made it home. And again, you factor in the balk there. That was a big balk for Manuel Urias. If he doesn't move that runner over to second base, that's an automatic double. So that runner would have only been able to make it to third by the rule, wouldn't have been able to come home. On a standard double, he probably does score since that ball was all the way into the corner. But the balk puts the runner in scoring position, and the automatic double gives him home plate. So tied up 6-6. Now the winning run at second base. Urias trying to get out of the jam. Luke Adams is the hitter, and he takes a fastball for strike one. Four hits in the inning, two singles, a home run, and a double. Adams 0 for 3, pair of strikeouts and a walk. Urias peeks to second, pitches. Adams takes down and outside. Meanwhile, the Woodpeckers have frantically gotten their bullpen going after Zach Wilkins went out to the mound. Dury Carrasco is throwing, Brian Perez is throwing. A pair of right-handers are warming. Possibly for a 10th inning. Here's the 1-1. And a changeup misses down and inside. Two balls and a strike on Adams. Got to get this out here, but if we do go to extras, Narbe Cruz, John Garcia, Luis Encarnacion, all who have had good nights at the plate will be the hitters. 6-6 tie game. 2-1 to Adams. Changeup gets him to swing early. And Carolina again down to their final strike in the ninth inning, but now a little less high pressure on Adams. Here's the 2-2, and Adams takes a pitch just high. Three balls and two strikes, full again. Urias has been fighting for this final out, trying to go to extras. Here's a swing and a chopper up along third, foul ball, just to the left of the bag. You know, Urias has given up the hits, but it's not like he's been just walking guys and giving away freebies. He has put together three straight two-strike counts to Barrios, to Perez, and now to Adams. And each player has come up big. 3-2 pitch is down and outside. Adams draws a walk. And we're moving along a little further, but Urias is going to be done. Ricky Rivera is coming out of the dugout, and Manuel Urias is going to be heading back to the dugout with a blown save. Inherited a 6-3 lead in the bottom of the ninth, but four hits and a walk have leveled this game 6-6, and Brian Perez will be the alternative here, trying to get the final out of the ninth inning. We are tied, and we're going to step aside for 60 seconds. Back to tell you about Perez and bring you the action as he squares off against cleanup hitter Kaylan Nicasio with runners at first and second and two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Brian Perez has entered the game for the Woodpeckers. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning, and he inherits runners at first and second base in a tied 6-6 game. The Woodpeckers were up 6-3 going to the bottom of the ninth inning, but four hits and a walk have rallied Carolina for three runs and the winning run at second. Here's the pitch to Nicasio, and a down inside corner fastball from Perez is called strike one. Brian Perez just trying to get it to extra innings and bring up the middle three of the Woodpeckers lineup. On first is Adams. He walked. Lara was tossed, and Perez with the game-tying hit, a double. He stands at second base. Perez gets a swing and a miss out of Nicasio. One and two. Nicasio has struck out three times. Brian Perez has thrown 11 and a third this year, struck out 11, walked 10. Force at any base with something on the ground with two outs. Perez at the belt, kicks and pitches, and here's a knuckler foul into the screen. And Nicasio again keeps the battle alive. I mean, it's not, I wouldn't classify this as a meltdown for the Woodpeckers pitching staff. It was just very good two-strike hitting for Carolina. The last three batters, four batters now with Nicasio have had a two-strike count. 1-2 pitch, gets him looking, and we're going to extra innings. Brian Perez pumped as he walks off of the mound, but the Woodpeckers are going to have to earn this one. Going to a 10th inning, tied at 6 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We play a 10th inning tonight in Zebulon, and with the way this game was going, not something you thought would you'd be hearing on the radio tonight, but that is the case. 6-6 tie game. Three runs in the bottom of the ninth for Carolina to come back, and right-handed batter Narbe Cruz leads it off with the free runner Ricardo Below down at second base. And actually looks like they're making a substitution for Below. I believe that's Leo's Danny Molina down at second. So Cruz swings, grounds it left side, diving stop by Barrios, pops to his feet, throws to first, and Adams has the ball knocked out of his glove. The throw took Adams off of the base, and why right as he tried to tag Cruz, the momentum of Cruz's run up the line knocked the ball loose out of the glove, and the runner is on. But Leo Stanley Molina has to hold at second base after Barrios stopped the ball from going to the outfield. That was a great play just to stop that ball and get a throw over to first, almost retire Cruz. He'll come away with a single. And now John Garcia is up with two on and nobody out. Garcia has hit a solo home run tonight, one of three for the Woodpeckers lineup. First three home run game for the offense all year. In total, he's also been hit by a pitch. He's one for three. First and second, infield playing shallow. Pitch to Garcia. Fastball in the high outside corner. You got to go back on the track record of the Woodpeckers from earlier this year when it comes to extra innings and acknowledge that they have not been a great team in these spots. They're 0-4 in extra inning games, and a little more on that in a second. Here's the 0-1, and swinging a line drive out into center field. Backpedaling on it is Avina, and he makes the catch. Molina tagging from second. He'll dive into third safely. And runners are at the corners. Another well-struck ball for John Garcia. Productive lineout. First and second. But in those games, 0-4, the Woodpeckers 0-4-4, they have not yet scored a run. No runs in extra inning games this year. It's a total of 5 innings of extra inning ball this year. 3 games that were decided in 10, 1 that was decided in 11. But the Woodpeckers have not brought home that extra runner, the free runner on second base, all year long. Can they do it tonight against the Carolina bullpen? There is now a meeting on the mound. The Mudcats have rolled out their pitching coach, Michael O'Neill. There is a bullpen catcher out in left that's buckling up the gear. But nobody is throwing right now. So this is some situational conversations being had right now, just in case the Woodpeckers try anything fancy to try and sneak a bunt or try a double steal. Luis Encarnacion, who's had a great night, 3-for-4, is coming up. You can really highlight a number of Woodpeckers tonight across the lineup who have contributed. Zach Cole with his 2-run home run. Jackson Lofton, a 3-hit game with a 2-run home run. John Garcia, the home runner, productive line out there. And Luis Encarnacion with a 3-hit performance. Encarnacion into the right side. The first pitch from Shane Smith. Grounded out to short. Could be two. Barrios shovels to second. The turn throw to first by Vargas. In time, and a double play has gotten Carolina out of it. The Woodpeckers unable to score again in an extra inning. And that's a gut punch after a ninth inning comeback as well. The Woodpeckers are on their heels as we go to the bottom of the 10th inning, and Carolina tied up 6-6 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, the Woodpeckers had runners on the corners and one out in the top of the 10th inning. But a double play ball gets Carolina out of the jam. And now this game rides on the shoulders of Brian Perez. And the 5, 6, and 7 of the Carolina order, beginning with Jay Savina. Avina into the right side. The free runner is Kalen Nicasia down at second. And Avina swings and misses. And tonight, Jay Savina celebrating a birthday. So this would be quite the night for him if he can come up big here. The 21st birthday for Jay Savina. And he checks his swing on an up and in slider. Didn't go. The Woodpeckers led from the top of the third inning all the way up until the bottom of the ninth inning. Carolina continued to chip away at leads in the fourth, fifth, and sixth with runs, went scoreless in the seventh and the eighth, but three runs in the bottom of the ninth have brought us level. And now Avina fouls one backwards, and it's one and two. Manuel Urias was on the mound for the damage in the home ninth. Brian Perez did come up big, stranding two inherited runners out of the bullpen, but now he'll have to pitch out of this tight spot. The free runner at second. One ball, two strike count for Avina. And the pitch home, fouled straight backwards. And I think it deserves to be repeated again that although Urias gave up the hits tonight and the runs, you wouldn't classify it as a meltdown. A lot of these hits, three of them, in fact, that helped tie the game came with two strikes, with the final strike of the game on the line for Urias, and you just couldn't get it. It wasn't a walk fest. It wasn't a defensive meltdown. It was just great two-strike hitting for Carolina and refusing to go down tonight in this series opener. So a tough performance for Urias as he watches from the dugout, but one that was really more of a Carolina achievement than a Fayetteville demise. One ball and two strikes. Jay Savina fouling away pitches. Next one comes home, and Perez strikes him out on a high fastball. He blows it by Avina for out number one. That is the 13th strikeout tonight for Fayetteville pitching. And now it's John Arenamo. Arenamo tonight is 1-for-4 with a single and scored in that ninth inning. First pitch home to him, swung on, pushed foul just to the right of the first base bag. Again, the Woodpeckers unable to score in the top of the 10th. That makes it six innings worth of extra inning ball this year where they have gone scoreless. 0-4 in these spots. Played a lot of extra inning games in this ballpark last year. Here comes the kick and the 0-1 pitch and a swing and a slow roller. First base side of the mound. It's by Perez. Runner holds it third. It's picked up by Molina, and he won't have a play. Molina came charging in, and probably a wise play that he held onto the ball. It looked like the runner at third, Nicasia, was getting ready to turn the bag. Had the throw gone to first, and instead it's runners at the corners. you're okay with letting that runner reach down at first base. The run that matters is down at third, and you also set up a double play chance if you can get something on the ground. Best chance of making that play probably would have been Perez off the mound to his left side, but he couldn't get over there. So Arenamo gets credit with an infield single. 10 hits now for Carolina, and we've got an automatic walk. Hedbert Perez, who hit a two-run home run to jumpstart that rally in the ninth inning, will be intentionally walked. He's put down to first, and Arenamo is going to second. The bases are loaded. And it's the 8-9 hitters for the Mudcats that will have to try and win this game. Jeremy Vargas into the right side, swings at the first pitch, lofts it foul, and out of play. Vargas has singled twice, grounded out to second, and also struck out. He's 2-for-4. A lot of ways Carolina could try and win this. Here's the set by Perez, the 0-1, and a swing and a roller up along third, and it's foul. It almost kicked off the left side of the infield grass on the foul side and rolled back towards the chalk line, and Norbe Cruz wise to pick it up. And now Carolina, you go back to earlier in this game, they scored two of their six runs on wild pitches in the fourth and the sixth. John Garcia going to have to give up the body with anything down in the dirt. 0-2 pitch. Vargas swings and pops this pitch up out into shallow center. Molina going back on it. He's drifting. He makes the catch, and they're going to bluff the runner at third, but do not advance him. Rolling throw to the plate, grabbed by Garcia. The runners hold. There's two gone. And probably a wise hold if you're Victor Esteves down there at third of Nicasio. So a pop out by Vargas drops him to 2-for-5, that is. And now it comes down to the Carolina catcher, Jose Cibrian, who's 0-for-4. He has struck out in each of his last two plate appearances, bats with the bases loaded and two outs in the bottom of the 10th. A tied 6-6 game. First pitch, swung on and missed. Chased a slider down and away. And the count is 0-1, excuse me. Nicasio at third, Arenamo at second, and Perez at first. Next pitch, fastball framed off the outside, and it just missed. John Garcia looked back at the home plate umpire, thought they had strike two. Instead, it is 1-1 on Cibrian. Creeping up to the 10 o'clock hour here on the East Coast with game one of the series on the line. Here's the pitch from Perez. Outside, and it kicks off of Garcia's glove. This will bring Nicasio home from third. He stomps on home plate. And this game is over on a wild pitch. The Mudcats have walked it off in the bottom of the 10th inning on a wild pitch from Brian Perez. And 7-6 the final as the Mudcats score 3 in the ninth and win it in the 10th. And truly a heartbreaker tonight for the Woodpeckers in a game they had all but won. 20th win of the season escapes the Woodpeckers, and they go down in 10 in what's a deflating loss for what's otherwise been a deflating season for this Woodpeckers team. It's a morale killer, no doubt. But a great night on the offensive end, ultimately spoiled, shouldn't overshine or swallow up some great offensive performances tonight for a number of guys in the lineup. We'll go over those in a moment, but the Woodpeckers tonight fall 7-6 in 10 innings as Carolina scores 4 unanswered to take game one of the series. Postgame show coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Zebulon, everybody, for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. Extra innings tonight in Zebulon. 7-6, the final as the Mudcats rally from behind. They score three runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to tie a game. The Woodpeckers led 6-3 going into the final frame. Load up the bases in the bottom of the 10th, and a wild pitch brings home the winning run in Kalen Nicasia, and Carolina wins it 7-6. It continues a troubling trend for the Woodpeckers in extra innings this year. They are now 0-5 in extra inning ball games, and after going scoreless in the top of the 10th, they have still not scored a run in extra innings this year. It's a total of 6 innings of baseball where they've been unable to bring home the tying runner. But, you know, ultimately this offense tonight was put in a tough spot after what was a great night. They were not probably expecting to play 10 innings tonight after the Woodpeckers homered three times. They got a two-run home run from Zach Cole that opened the scoring in the third inning. RBI single by Luis Encarnacion made it 3-0 going into the bottom of the fourth inning. That's when Carolina grabbed their first run on a wild pitch. They would score another run in the sixth inning on a wild pitch that made it 4-3. With that run coming home on a wild pitch in the 10th, they ultimately score 3 of 7 runs tonight, preventable on wild pitches, and that helped keep them in it, no doubt, in the early stages. And later on, in the later stages of the game, the Woodpeckers got more home runs. John Garcia hit a solo home run in the 6th, his 4th of the year. Jackson Lofton hit a 2-run home run in the 7th. That's what made it a 6-3 game at the time. And after Andrew Taylor was able to work into the 8th inning scoreless in the 7th and the 8th, he set up Manuel Urias in the 9th to get his first save of the year, but Carolina came out swinging. You have to give them credit. A lot of two-strike hits helped keep their hopes alive and ultimately win this game. Jadair Arenamo swung at a first pitch and singled in the 9th inning. Hedbert Perez hit a 2-run home run, and then it was game on. It was 6-5. After a couple of outs from Urias, you get to the top of the order. Nobody on base. Two outs, nobody on. Woodpeckers leading 6-5. He had Gregory Barrios down to his final strike. He singled with two strikes. Luis Lara, who had been tossed, was replaced in the game by Perez. It was Alexander Perez, called off of the bench. He was down to his final strike. This is a guy who's batting 160 on the season with just two RBIs. He ripped a double into the corner, automatic double after the runner was balked over to second base, and that brought home Barrios to tie the game at 6-6. Urias would get out of the inning, It was Brian Perez that came out of the bullpen, got out of the inning, got the final out of the ninth, stranded two inherited runners, but then in the 10th with the inherited runner, a free runner on second, Jay Savina struck out, then Jadair Arenamo singled, two put in score to load the bases. Ricky Rivera in the dugout decided to intentionally walk Hedbert Perez, and then Jeremy Vargas, while he was at the plate, he popped out to the catcher, and then Jose Cibrian at the plate, he was able to get a wild pitch and bring home Kalen Nicasia to close the game at 7-6. So Carolina goes on to score four unanswered runs and win 7-6 tonight to grab their 30th win of the season. Huge result for them as they'll remain atop the North Division 30-19. and the Woodpeckers fall to a Carolina League worst 19-32. The win tonight goes to Shane Smith, 4-3 record. He kept the Woodpeckers scoreless in the 8th, 9th, and 10th innings with some huge high-leverage relief, going 3 scoreless, 2 hits, no walks, 2 strikeouts in this one. And the loss is going to ultimately go to Brian Perez, who gives up the run in the 10th inning. The blown save will go to Manuel Urias, who allowed 3 earned runs on 4 hits over 2/3 of an inning tonight. Jose Fleury, 4 2/3 in the start with 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. Will Rudy with 5 hits, 3 earned runs, no walks, and 5 strikeouts, but he gave up the 2 home runs to the Woodpeckers. Final line scores: Fayetteville 6 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. Carolina 7 runs, 10 hits, and 2 errors. The final time of game, 2 hours and 57 minutes, and we did it in front of a 5-county stadium crowd of 1,197. With that, we'll turn our attention to tomorrow's doubleheader. We've got a twin bill for you, 2 games of baseball as we make up for a rainout in Fayetteville back on opening weekend, April 8th. Starting game 1 for the Woodpeckers will be right-hander Alimber Santa, 1-4 with a 6.43 ERA, and he'll be opposed by right-hander Quinton Lowe of the Mudcats, 0-1 with a 2.16. In game 2 for Fayetteville, right-hander Nolan DeVos will be on the mound. Good to see him avoid any sort of an injury-list trip after he was pulled from his start early in Kannapolis. He'll be back in the rotation tomorrow healthy, 2-1 with a 2.48 ERA. Nolan DeVos against right-hander Aiden Maldonado, 1-2 with a 4.61 ERA for the Mudcats. Game 1 starts at 5 o'clock. Our pregame show will begin at 4:45, and Game 2 expected to commence sometime around the 7:30 to 7:45 mark of the evening. A pair of 7-inning games. We've got 14 innings of baseball for you. Extra ball tomorrow, just like we played tonight in 10. Thank yous to go around. A big thanks to Colin Casey monitoring the broadcast back in Fayetteville, clipping highlights for social media, helping with the post-game recaps. We certainly appreciate all of Colin's efforts, and you'll hear him on the air with us for Saturday and Sunday's broadcast here in Zebulon. And the biggest thank you to you, the Woodpeckers fans. You make it possible, all of the listeners out there, to bring you Woodpeckers baseball on a nightly basis, home or on the road. And we hope you'll join us again tomorrow night for a doubleheader, 5 o'clock start, game 1, and our pregame show on the air, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app, beginning at where you can find our broadcasting and beginning right about 4:50. With that, I'm Andrew Chapman signing off in Zebulon, North Carolina, where the Mudcats come back tonight by a 7-6 final. Have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday evening, everybody. Hope your week carries on well. We'll talk to you tomorrow here at 5 County Stadium. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Good night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.